This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Charlie.
Before we get started today, I think it's very, very important that we introduce to you our brand new feature entertainment reporter. It's something we've been looking for on the show for quite some time.
Yeah.
Just, not a pro, just an amateur citizen who can give us the lowdown. We have a backlog of material that she's provided for us, but that's why we're getting to the VMAs, the video music.
She's an everyday Joe.
She is an everyday person, and she really has her finger on the pulse of Hollywood, so without further ado, let's take a listen, shall we?
And the show that I will be doing is called Fun After Summer.
Ah.
Yeah. And it will be, the show will basically be about me going to school,
right,
having fun,
right,
doing, it's right, called Fun After Summer.
Yeah.
And it will be.
Is she young?
I think she's 55.
Is she that old?
I believe so, yes.
I am going to school.
Oh, she's going to school, but she's going to school late in life.
Oh, I see.
And
like a GED?
The summer thing that I will be doing.
Rob, I really wanted to hear her.
Going shopping with
hold
my
on
friend.
A second. I wanted to hear her
oh,
review.
You didn't want to hear the preamble.
I'd like to hear the, get right to the entertainment reviews of, I think she's got a problem with Britney Spears.
On this segment, this is the segment we call Meat and Potatoes.
Yeah, this is just meat and potatoes spitballing.
What I thought of their VMAs was really disappointing.
Yeah.
They're disappointing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially to be in Vegas. What was I thinking? Oh, nobody goes in Vegas. I mean, come on.
What?
Just because people like to party?
Yeah.
They do.
Hello?
I mean, the worst of all was the starting performance.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, Britney, who cares?
Exactly.
She lost custody to her children.
Ooh.
What more does she want?
Donald,
see, she's hard-hitting,
she's
Rob.
Telling it like it is.
You know, and that's what we were looking for. Somebody can really cut through it all.
Pulls no punch.
I mean, everybody takes shots at celebrities, but nobody does it with any real style.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she have a name?
I think her name is Tina.
Her attorney fired her.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
Something.
Or quit or something.
Something.
But she fired her attorney or something. Or maybe it was like her head. Or something.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yes.
I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, I'm all about giving credit.
Well, Tina deserves a lot of
credit. Well, she does. And, you know, this is not my find alone, Rob. This is, I have to credit that fabulous website, YouTube.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if you like the audio, the video is even better. And, of course, our wonderful friend, Paris Hilton.
Oh, and you know what about him?
Yeah.
Here's what I love about Paris Hilton.
What do you like about him, Rob?
What he may lack in a work ethic, or if he may not have his finger on the pulse of
right.
America,
uh-huh.
He is clean.
Yes.
He is put together.
Right.
And he's the kind of guy that you'd like your daughter to date.
Well, he's discovered her. I can't take full credit, but that's neither here nor there. Let's hear more of lovely Tina.
Tina.
I do her own hair for the VMAs.
Uh-huh.
And she looked like fat. I mean, come on.
What?
I mean, her song is not even good.
Right.
55-year-old Tina found Britney to be fat.
She's just telling it like it is. No, please don't interrupt her anymore.
That, give me.
Okay.
Give me some.
And I won't either.
Give me.
The last thing we want to do is interrupt the flow.
Exactly.
Whatever. It's so sucky.
I agree.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah? Oh, sorry.
Buzz, you're interrupting Tina.
I'm simply supporting
her. Now, if we're all going to interrupt her, we're not going to hear her piece.
That's true. Let her speak her piece.
Thank you.
It's like...
And here it is.
Her, back when she was dating Justin Timberlake.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it lasts forever until she met her, until she married Kevin Federline. It went all downhill.
Watch out there.
I mean, yeah, all downhill. Because Kevin Federline tried a copy of Justin Timberlake's style.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Does she have a cold?
I think she might be a little hay feverish.
Has for 40 years.
Sure.
Of what he wears, Justin Timberlake always goes to the award show.
Don't interrupt Tina.
You're right, Mike. You've never been more
press
right.
Press the damn button.
Looking fabulous, you know, hot and all that.
Yeah.
Wearing a suit and a tie and a cargo shirt, always. Always.
Oh, yeah. May I interrupt again, please? I have to say, you said
practice
that.
What you preach.
The answer is she is hot.
Thank you. That's what I wanted
to
know.
Hot as balls.
Thank you for knowing.
Right. Celebrity she most resembles?
Boy, that's a tough one now. You know, there's so many beautiful women that she's a hybrid of.
Like many supermodels.
That's what she resembles, a hybrid.
To match the pants with the shoes and stuff. Always.
Always.
It's a Prius.
So then one day.
Sloped in the back.
I hear that. Kevin Federline.
Metallic
comes
finish.
To one red carpet with the same style.
Sci-fi.
And was
stop
voted
it.
As yeah. for best dressed.
Huh?
And you know, that never happens.
What?
Only Justin Timberlake would get that best dressed stuff.
Hey, now stop that tape.
No mocking.
You do not mock my Tina.
I don't think that was me.
Yeah, I mean, I might have discovered her from other people, but she's my Tina today.
I might have been Joe.
She's my Tina.
I'm going to launch an investigation.
She's my Tina.
It's Mike's Tina.
Mike's Tina.
Mike O'Mara's Tina.
Absolutely.
Kevin told me.
Spell IHOP.
Stole the idea. Stole his style.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
I'm very pissed at that.
Whoa.
But I'm over it.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Justin is a great guy.
Who?
Justin.
Can sing way better.
Thank you, Buzz.
Anybody who's still like NSYNC, get lost. Mm-hmm. NSYNC are over.
Right.
It's over.
Time's up.
Nope. But they're not native NSYNC anymore. I used to like their CDs. Nope. Got rid of all of them.
They're out of sync.
And...
Yeah.
I got rid of Britney Spears CDs.
Oh, back to that.
Ha! Yeah, I don't like that.
Right.
Love it.
Britney.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well.
What?
She's lost her way.
No, she has not.
She hasn't.
She's on point.
I know this might be a funny show, but.
What?
You know.
It's called a transition, Robin.
Segue. It's you.
I don't know what the next episode will be, but it will be something. Something special that all you guys will see.
Special.
So from me to you. Oh, my wonderful fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh,
good night to you, sweet.
Bravo.
That was
Bravo.
Lame.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is how you start a radio program.
I love it.
Yes, get to it, Robbie. Press some buttons.
Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah, right.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
So good.
So good.
Tina,
what
so good.
What about the vagina?
Oh, Tina.
Yeah, for Tina. Hi, Tina.
Can I give me a C? This show is great.
Yes, it is great.
This show is going to deal with all the personations
what?
Of...
I can't hear you, Meryl.
This guy you know.
Yeah.
This good lady you know. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, Julia
what
Child.
What about the vagina?
Oh, Tina.
Johnny, this show is on myself.
No,
no, it's not.
No, it's...
Uh-huh.
Right.
Cha-ching.
Thank you. Not how it goes.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
Yes, he does.
And also a toilet. Right.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Oh, I got more
what
on
the
that.
Bleep happened here?
I don't know, Larry.
Why do you favor
I rape? Don't, Larry. Don't say that again.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Well, we're here.
Mommy boobies.
Uh-huh.
Ah,
oh,
cool.
Where to go?
Thank
many
you.
Happy returns.
Thank you.
Nice and ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Here's Don and Mike.
Well, hail, hail. The gang is all here on this lovely Wednesday. Don is not here. He is on his way back. He will be back on the show tomorrow, dealing with the death of his father and having a tough time down there. I'm talking to him today, but he's looking forward to coming back and being on the show tomorrow. Once again, we wish him well. Tough couple of days for him.
Can't wait for him to meet Tina.
Yeah, I think he's going to love Tina.
Yeah, sure. Well, who doesn't?
If you're really nice, I think we've got Tina singing perhaps later if we can find that.
Well, I should be very nice then.
That is just classic. I love Tina. Tina will be our feature entertainment reporter from now on.
I don't know how you nailed that deal down.
Oh, welcome back. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Here we all are again. It is Wednesday. What is the date today? I have no
14th,
idea.
Isn't
is this the 14th
uh-huh.
of November?
Yeah.
And get on the line to get on the air. What's the phone number, Rob?
It is 1-877-365-3636.
What is the forecast right now, Rob? What's the forecast outside?
It is mild, probably a mild and humid 67 degrees, but watch out. Cold front coming in tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you something, Rob Spiewak. I've got a little something for everybody on the show today.
Really?
A little something for Buzzito, a little something for you. Now, well, I'm going to gain closure for you. I've got a little more. I did some research. That's what I want to tell you.
Good.
Just a little bit of research. I didn't discuss this with you before the show.
No, you didn't.
But it's pros and cons for your upcoming procedure. There was so much interest.
Oh, good.
Yesterday.
Oh, I'm so glad we're getting back to this.
You know me, Rob. You know, I'm often want to mine for gold. If there's more gold to be had.
It ain't gold.
I might as well go for it.
At the very best, it's sort of an off-white.
But and I also want to talk about something that disturbed me last night, a discussion between my lovely lady and I. But but Foist.
Not about my balls.
No, it's not about yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Boy, you guys are definitely the greatest show ever, man.
God bless you, sir. I gotcha.
What a shame that I hit the dump button.
That's the
that.
Back room guy
it
making
is.
A rare appearance.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello, are you there, caller? Oh, caller.
Is the caller there?
Well, anyway, the caller is not there. Let's try this one. They're up and operating, hopefully.
Yeah, they are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Rob Spiewak enjoyed the globe that he got from Hitler's eBay auction today.
I'll tell you what, I paid a lot more than I wanted to. Uh-huh.
What is he talking about?
Remember Hitler's globe?
Hitler's globe with the bullet holes in it, remember, that was up for auction?
Yeah, did you get it?
I did.
Sold. Hitler's globe?
How much did I pay again, Buzz?
$115,000.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of bidding online, you know, I'm somewhat of a popular Red Sox fan.
Yes,
Rob.
You are.
I went
are
on
you the,
president
of Red Sox Nation?
No, I'm not. That's Jerry Remy.
Oh, okay. I'm
Jerry
I
Remy.
That was you.
But I know the president of Red Sox Nation.
Next year.
Yes, thank you very much. I went online today because I get emails from MLB.com where I buy all my stuff, T-shirts and stuff.
Look
and
at you.
They have an auction now for all the collectibles, and they just started. Now, after the World Series, I don't do a lot of bidding on these kind of auctions because I think it's going to be a ripoff right after the World Series.
But you're awfully good at it.
I am good at Well, I know myself a bargain when
I
see one.
I've heard that you are a master bidder.
Thank you, Rob. Rob's brought his A game today, hasn't he, Buzz?
So.
Feel free to come out of the studio and just smack him when he does
that
again.
I'll be over shortly.
So I get on online, and I'm looking. I like jerseys. I like me the jerseys.
Sure.
And the jerseys are... I would say for a game-worn jersey, the average price probably is $1,000 right now. If you got
any game or a World Series,
this is any game. This is game-worn. There's more. You pay more money for the away jerseys because they have the name of the player on the back,
right?
And they have the certificate of authenticity. So there were some for $1,000. I think there were some for like $2,500.
Whoa!
And then I thought I saw a typo. Because I get on the site and it has Hideki Okajima,
okay,
and they give all the Red Sox players. They got Mike Lowell, mm-hmm. David Ortiz, mm-hmm. Manny Ramirez. They've got all these guys, and then I see Hideki Okajima, $12,500, and I said that's got to be $1,250.
Yeah, sure.
It's still amazingly expensive,
sure. Right?
But it's got to be probably a typo. And then I realized no.
Wow.
This is today the Red Sox announced they're going to start the season in Japan, halfway around the world. They're going to go to start their baseball season, but that's what it is. I think this is because the craze that is Japanese baseball. I think that's why it's $12,500.
So you think Japanese bidders have driven up the price? Is that what you're saying?
It's got to be.
Because I
went deeper into it, and they had another jersey from one of the Japanese players, and it also was like over $10,000 for just a regular game-worn jersey, I thought was amazing.
It's not fair. We can't compete with wealthy Japanese businessmen.
Well, I immediately stole someone's identity and got it.
Good for you.
So it'll be coming to my house for Christmas. I am looking forward to that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going downtown. I'm going to see my gal.
I'm going to sing her a song. Hell, I'll probably show her my ding-dong.
Is there any particular reason that you chose to share that with us?
No, I just wanted you to know.
What's that from, since you didn't write it?
I would have to say that that is from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, Cheech and Chong. If you're going to quote song lyrics, we'd like to hear real rockers, and like the British guy that calls
it. If you're going to quote Cheech and Chong, please, a character voice.
A character voice would be appreciated.
Dialect.
Hello, Jeff. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's up? This is Cato Jones.
Is this the same guy that's going to... Is this the same... Are you going to talk about that other radio show?
No, I'm calling to talk to you about Darla. What's up with Darla, man?
Darla? Tell us about Darla.
No, your girl Darla.
It's not Darla.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, hold on. I'm not going to tell him what the real name is. I smell a rat here.
Yes, I agree.
There's a landmine in our future. What, Rob?
How long have you been dating one of the little rascals?
Darla. What? Are you still there, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if y'all was having a bad time with Darla.
I'm not having a bad time with no. Darla. What would give you the impression, Jeff, that I'm having a bad time with Darla?
Well, y'all was having a little bit of trouble with those Marines, wasn't you?
No, as a matter of fact, if you had listened to the show yesterday, Jeff, you would know that the only slip that I made when I was discussing that was the fact that I referred to Darla as my wife.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Darla, well, that's right. She ain't your wife.
She's not my wife. No, she's not. Yeah. But it was a. I would think, Jeff. Hold on a second. I would think that that type of mistake would indicate that things are very good, which they are. Things could not be better. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, we were watching a little risque TV the other night,
hey,
and I want to talk
for
about
you.
That.
Good for you.
Was it the Family Guy?
It was the Family
Guy.
Drink
a little bit of MGD.
MGD?
Miller Genuine Draft.
I don't drink MGD. I'm. I go with the. With some of the imports occasionally, your Heineken Light, your Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, are you down with OPP, though?
Jeff, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why,
Carla.
Carla, why are you concerned about this, Jeff?
Well, you know, Cato Jones can handle anything you want. All right. So, you know, if you have a problem with Darla,
yeah,
just give me a call.
Hey, Jeff, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, brother, man.
Can you give me a real good oh, yeah? Can you give me a real good oh, yeah?
Sugar Rye.
I knew it.
I didn't think that was his real voice.
That was Jeff Carla.
And by the way, isn't Darla the evil twin?
Darla is Carla's
evil twin.
That's what I thought. We've never met her. She's a lovely lady.
Don't you have an evil twin called Bud?
Bud is Buzz's evil twin.
No, Bud Burbank.
Hello, Tom. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Bad Bud.
Yeah, I was wondering if that Hideki Eczema jersey comes with a certificate of ethnicity.
I think it might. Everybody's got their A game on. But I was speaking of Darla. Darla and I were watching TV the other night, and this is just a random question that I have. We're watching, we're skimming around, and we come up on, it was not even like Cinemax, but it was something very erotic. And it was not one of the movies that you would see like on 593 or the porno channels or anything like that. But it was a sex scene that we came upon. And I noticed with Darla, my wife, that the guy was really making an amazing amount of noise. And so I casually said to Darla, I looked over to her and I said, no, not that kind of noise. He was making the noise.
Sure.
He was making the kind of noise you would. And I said to her, you know, that's such BS. I looked at it. I said, that's BS. Because guys, really, in real life, guys don't make any sound.
No.
And she paused. And I said, why are you pausing? And then she gave me kind of a quizzical look. Now, I don't know if she was really working me or whether she was BSing or what
she
the story.
She knows you very well and knows that would make you.
But that, you know, that begs the question. When I was watching these two people on TV, it was two nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And I said, in real life, you know, on a large scale, I'm looking over at Buzz.
You know,
Buzz, I swear
to
God, if you say yes, I'm going
to
kill you. Yeah, there he is.
Johnny.
Buzz is immediately smirking at me right now.
And you can guess the kind of ring that got him that nickname.
You know, we have the parameters on the show right now. In the old days, I could have mocked the sound the guy was making.
Right. Uh-huh.
I can't do that now, can I?
No, not really.
I can't really do it, but the guy was doing the heavy breathing. How's that? Boy, that's real controversial.
Animal-like, perhaps bear-like grunting
noise. Yes, but really loud, like outdoing her, you know, 20 to 1. It was, and I looked at her and I said, guys don't make that sound. Men don't make that kind of sound like on a regular basis. That's ridiculous.
There might be isolated moments of sound. At certain moments.
Yeah, but even that.
But that's brief.
Even that, you know, yeah, you're talking about the final, you know, the ending.
Yes.
The crest.
But exactly.
I don't get guys. I don't think they do this. And then Carly gave me, what was the response? The response was, It was just one of those.
are you ready for counterpoint?
Yeah, I'm ready for Michael counterpoint. Michael Elston is Buzz Burbank. All right, before I get his, I'm going to go. Hold on a second. I got a Red Sox stuff guy. I think we've got my friend from the Red Sox that's online right now. Ah. Is this Manny?
Hola, muchacho.
Hey, there he is.
Manny, how you doing? It's great to hear from you again. Manny, can I just tell you, I really appreciate you calling the show because, you know, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, it's good.
You're a really, really good guy. Do you know anything about this $12,500 Hideki Okajima jersey?
I don't know why it be so much. He pretty much sucked. He ain't no poppy.
He's no poppy.
No. He's no me.
You're right. He's not you.
Hey, Manny.
He's not the man.
See?
When you are with your lover, do you make a lot of noise?
So kind of the question of the day, Manny.
What kind of noise I make?
Well, you know, I think we can say sex noise.
Grunting. Animalistic sexual noises.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you do?
Why scream?
That's buzz clapping.
You scream, Manny?
Yeah.
Really? What does it sound like? Thank you, Manny.
That's it.
That's Manny Ramirez, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
Buzz,
great.
Now seriously, she said to me, that was the response I got. The response was, And I immediately said, no. Yeah. And the question was, you know, have you been with men that have done that? And
of
she
course.
Wouldn't give me a straight answer.
Well, I think she answered you as politely as she could.
What do you mean by that?
Well, obviously she gave you, what I gather from your story, she gave you a knowing smile.
She did, but I'm not sure whether the knowing smile was for the purposes of, you know, getting me going or,
right.
Or
right.
And I don't mean getting me going in the right way.
I now, can't say.
You know her better than anybody.
Yes,
and
I do,
she knows
Rob.
You very well.
Uh-huh. Right.
Would she do that?
You know, I start talking about, everybody wants to talk about baseball stuff right now. Do you make noise? I'll ask you straight up.
Much of the time, yes.
I hate him. Jesus Christ. Of course. Of course.
I find it well received.
Ringo. That's Johnny Ringo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
so on average, you, like, during the whole process.
Mm-hmm. I'd say 3 out of 4 times, but probably.
Are you being serious?
I am. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to regret this question.
I haven't even asked you yet. I'm going to talk to the caller.
No,
he has a question.
Mike.
Oh, you have a question?
But I'm going to regret asking it.
All right, hold on, caller. What's your question?
Are the noises...
Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Hold,
on.
Please.
Hang on.
Are the noises, like, animalistic, or do you speak?
It's the sort of grunting noises that we talked about. No actual words.
I told you I'd
point.
Hate hearing that answer.
I do regret bringing it up. Hello, you're on the air, sir. What can we do for you?
Sounds yes, like sir, a... man. You know I'm a Dollar's ex-boyfriend, right?
Your Dollar's ex-boyfriend. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Much. That's all I'm going to take on
you
that
dated
one.
The evil twin.
Hello, Mike in Sacramento. How you doing? Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. This is actually Mike from Napa Valley, but anyway.
You know what? And I think that's very important. That you make that distinction. We will not be doing Good Afternoon Sacramento today.
No, we won't.
Although people are clamoring for
always
it.
Do.
The return of it?
We will not be doing that today.
There you go. Hey, I have a baseball.
Yes, sorry, Mark. Mike, slow down. Start again, please. Go ahead.
Okay. When I was a boy, I used to play catch with Bill Buckner. He lived in Napa.
You know what they say about Bill Buckner, don't you?
Yeah, they always remember him for that grounder he missed, but they
well, Don used to say to me that, Mike, slow down, Mike, take a breath. They used to say about Bill Buckner in Chicago, Billy Buck, don't give a...
Yeah, he doesn't care.
So what about Bill Buckner, the greatest villain, really, in baseball history, as far as the Red Sox are concerned?
I know, that's what it always reminded me of. Whenever I hear you talk about the Red Sox, I always wanted to tell you that little baseball trivia that I grew up with.
Well, that's it? That you just played catch with a guy?
Yeah, he used to play catch when I was a boy. He was
nothing
he
else.
Was
like he wasn't
hero.
He wasn't drunk or he wasn't he didn't touch you or anything like that.
And when he touched
no,
you,
that
did
was
he...
his brother Bob.
Oh, okay.
When
thanks
he touched
lot.
You, did he make a lot of noise?
He's gone, Rob. I've gotten rid of him. Al, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Don't
how are you, Al?
Don't know why.
Hey, Mike, love you in Frisco.
Oh, Al, very good. I'm glad.
On the Okajima, was it in yen?
He's a fag.
He is not just because he's from San Francisco, Rob.
I believe that you can be from San Francisco and be straight, but if you're from Frisco, you're gay.
Everybody, you got it going against you in here, Al.
Was it in yen?
No, it was actually dollars, $12,500.
U.S. dollars.
Now, the zippers, were they horizontal?
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Tommy.
What does that even mean?
Tommy in Virginia.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. I got something for you all.
You've got something for us.
Yes, I do.
He makes noise.
What do you have, Tom? I'm not asking,
oh,
Buzz.
My God.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. What, Tom?
Listen.
What?
I'm all ears.
All right, what's going on, guys?
Oh. Tom, what are you doing? Tom, what are you doing?
Wait, Tom.
Uh-oh.
What's happening, Tom?
Listen. Keep listen.
I'm listening.
Pick it up, guys. This is it. WCXS 94.5.
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, are you playing a tape of yourself?
Yep.
Is that from your radio show?
Yep.
Tom, would you sing along to this song for us, please?
Yeah.
All right. Good. We haven't heard this in a long time.
Okay.
Looking forward to this.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Opening of the show is somewhat of a theme today.
Really long, but I knew.
Okay, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Tom, we have to go now. Thanks for calling.
Why? What are you guys here for?
We've got to take some more phone calls, okay, Tom?
Can I take some phone calls with you all?
No, you can't take phone calls with us, Tom.
Tom, real quick, though, can you spell Alabama?
Alabama, Tom.
Alabama?
Yep.
Yes.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
All right.
Concentrate, Tom. Don't pay attention to the music.
Okay.
Alabama. Spell Alabama.
Alabama?
Alabama.
I do not know.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't know. A stumper for Tom Gavin.
Wow, we would have accepted the abbreviation.
Yes, that's a terrible shame. Hello, Rob. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
I know.
Rob, not you, Rob.
How's that?
I don't need that, Rob. Hello, you. Rob definitely took his energy drink before the show started today. Yes, Rob, what can we do for you?
This is Peter North.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to give you my professional advice.
Crickets, Rob.
It's called acting. Look it up. I'm a professional.
And then the buzzer. There we go. Okay. Hey, Howard, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Listen, man, I have the perfect solution for you. Seriously, because I have a PhD in this.
PhD in what?
You have to make love to her in the back room. From 10 to 1. That's what your problem is.
Well, wait, hold on a second. I mean, I'm talking about whether men make noise or not. I have a perfectly healthy relationship with Darla.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
It's this jackass again. It was the back room guy.
He's obsessed with
10 to 1.
Hello, Roger. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I was thinking that Iwo Jima jersey or whatever the guy's name is.
Hideki. Hideki. Oh. And now he's got me. Hideki Okajima.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's probably the conversion factor from yen or whatever it is. Yeah, because that would be a lot.
Oh, you don't
like
know what you're talking about.
Everyone believes it's yen.
But didn't you say there was another Chinaman's jersey that was
It's Japanese, Rob.
Okay.
They're Japanese.
But wasn't it also expensive?
Yeah, I think so. But the one that jumped out was, now I'm thinking conversion from yen.
No,
yeah.
No, you mustn't.
Yen is less than the dollar, right?
But it had a
dollar. It wouldn't be 12,500 yen.
If yen is worth less than the dollar, then it would be.
Does anybody know?
No, I'll look it up, though.
I haven't converted any in days.
Let's get our conversion.
Did you see
our
a
conversion
dollar
sign? Tables out here. Yeah, I saw $12,500.
Because I've been on the eBay before, and I've seen stuff listed in pounds.
Right.
And for that, they have to put the L thing.
No, this looked to me like it was a legitimate, jersey for $12,500.
Was the caption in English?
It was totally English.
Well, English?
Hello, Mike. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
I'm here.
I wondered, when you're with Darla, do you set the mood by putting on The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yes, every single time.
And now, is this a new thing?
Superior, it said, never gives up a dead on the good lake. Is it the big lake?
I think the big lake.
The big lake that, you really think about that when I ask you those things, that I look at you and I really ask and you really
want to
get it right.
I want to get it right.
It's the big lake.
But this guy is now 2 days in a row. He's called with the, I don't want this to be a regular caller.
Well, I have to take a vasectomy call right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask for any of them. I swear to God.
Sure.
I did not. Hello, Robert. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yeah, it's a vasectomy question. So, Rob, are you still thinking about getting a vasectomy?
All the time.
Constantly.
How about that? I was thinking about getting a vasectomy. Isn't that something?
Well, let me tell you.
Why don't you come? We can perhaps get it done together.
Are you doing How About That? Isn't that something?
How about that?
Very good. Thanks so much. It's funny that Robert brings that up because I actually did a little internet research myself.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Can't tell you how much I appreciate
hey,
it.
This is perfectly legitimate. What I hold in my hand here, and we're going to get to this a little bit later in the show.
From Wikipedia?
It says why. No, this is not Wikipedia. This is a legitimate medical website. I'm not sure the title of it. Yes, it is. It's www.vasectomydoctor.com. And it's very innocent, Rob. It says right up here, why have a vasectomy?
Okay.
And then underneath, reasons for a man to have a vasectomy.
Okay.
And reasons for a man not to have a vasectomy.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Is that a pro or a con?
That's a con, actually. Yeah. That has nothing to do with your decision, right?
We can talk.
Okay, very good. I've got actually another thing that I went to, though, that's not on the vasectomy doctor.
Okay, what is it?
It's just a little story. It's a little story about you and vasectomies, and I think it'd be very important
I'm
for you
in
to,
it?
You'd like to hear this story before we actually proceed with the procedure.
Love when you tell a story.
I love to tell a good story. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike.
When, yes.
Rosie O'Donnell buys clothes, aren't hers priced by the pound?
Okay, we've got Shecky. It's Shecky Day.
It is.
We're getting very, it's dangerous Wednesday Shecky Day.
It's Shecktober.
Shecktober.
Here's the real answer if you're interested.
Yeah. The real answer about yen?
Yes, 12,500 okay. Japanese yen equals $111 in U.S. and 88 cents.
So that's legit. It's $12,500 for a jersey.
Apparently
the
so.
Other ones are anywhere from about $2,000 to probably $5,000 for like the superstars.
Unless nobody wants this jersey and it is yen and it's going for $100.
No, this is $12,500 and I want you to buy it for me for Christmas.
All right.
Thank you.
I was going to go magazines. But...
Hello, Wade. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, good jersey.
It's Quaid.
Craig? What?
Did you know,
hello? Huh?
Know where, Dustin Pedroia is from?
Dustin Pedroia? I do not. I think he might be from Sacramento.
He's from Woodland, near Sacramento.
Well, it's the same thing.
What's his jersey going for?
Probably, I think, with his name on it, I think it's going until they found out he was, even though he's Rookie of the Year, Rob.
Yes.
I believe it went for $14.95. Pixie! Wade, so I guess you're from the area too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks for the
call. Thank you
very much. Julie,
hope, I really, really hope you have a great day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rookie of the Year.
Josh, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Yes, Buzz is right here. Go.
Hey, Buzz, when you going to come back to Wichita and run for mayor, man? We really need you back here.
Oh, they won't have me there. That'll never happen.
You should go back to Wichita and make a lot of noise.
You don't have any skeletons in your closet, do you, Buzz?
Oh, they're all in Wichita, yeah. So
but I think
right.
of anybody I, on the show, if anybody could mount some sort of a serious presidential campaign, or a woman for that matter.
He mounts anything.
I think, Buzz, you would probably best fit the bill. I think you'd be a great candidate.
I would like to be America's second black president.
That would be fantastic. I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Buzz Burbank for president.
I think he'd do better at a local level.
You think so? Like an sure. alderman?
Yeah, well, because he could meet more people that way.
Dog catcher.
More female constituents.
Donna Mike Show. Hello, hey, it's Mike. You. Yes, go ahead.
When did Hideki Iwo Jima turn Japanese?
Is this a joke?
Loosely.
I guess it was, and I guess he didn't want to stay with it, unfortunately.
A Rick Moranis turning Japanese joke.
Donna Mike Show, you're on the air.
Turning Japanese.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Mike.
Yes.
How much for Jason Veritek's pants?
You know what? I looked on the website. They didn't have pants.
Damn.
I'd pay for pants. I'd put pants up on my wall.
Veritex pants?
Yeah, only if they were game worn.
Oh, yeah. And coaches. I think you could tell.
Game worn and unlaundered.
Coach's pants.
Hey, looks like he slid in these.
All right. We have an evil alert, though, that I want to alert everybody about right now. She's back. Are you aware of this, Buzz?
She's back?
This is bad, bad news. This is very dangerous for everybody listening right now.
I don't like bad news.
I am talking about the personification. The personification of evil in television.
Who dat?
I'm talking about Kathy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Kathy Lee.
It must be stopped.
Yeah, and it's not like your normal Kathy Lee, you know, comes back and guests on a sitcom. Oh. Kathy Lee comes back to the regular kind of talk show format.
She's getting a show.
She is not. She came on the Today Show today and did that crappy fourth hour with Homa. What's her name?
Hoda Kotb.
Hody Kotb.
Hoda Kotb.
Hody,
hey. Hoda Kotb.
Yeah, and
Natalie Morales.
Right.
And Tiki Barber.
And she was back. Poor Tiki Barber.
Well, you know what Kornheiser said.
What do you say?
They put Tiki on in the fourth hour because there's no fifth hour.
There's no fifth hour of the Today Show. It's really, really amazing that she is back. And she's coming back. I think this is her first foray into getting back the job that she has always wanted.
Do you think she's sort of feeling her way out? I think the Today Show would have her.
I don't know what it is about her, but she was on today. Now, did you get a chance to watch it today?
The whole damn thing.
Are there Kathy Lee-isms that we have here?
I think that you will like to hear her talk about cougars and show her family pictures.
All right, let me see. This is Kathy Lee on the, is it the fourth hour of the Today Show?
Yeah, it starts at 10 o'clock.
This woman is evil. I want to hear it. Now, I don't care. If you think she sounds sweet, just remember, she's very evil lady.
And you know what? Not looking very well.
No, looked a little road-worn.
Road-worn, yeah. You know that concrete abutment that Giff talks about? She's on the other side of that.
She looked like she was a little, I saw one little brief snippet of her where she looked a little hippie.
Like, not like, hey, man.
No, she actually looked like she's a little fat.
Yeah, I agree. She's
all right, let's hear her, okay?
We do have a lot coming up in this show. We're going to make a sharp right turn. Kathy Lee and I are going to be talking cougars.
Now, let's talk about what is a cougar. What is a cougar exactly? How
you are a cougar.
All right, stop it right there. Okay. Immediately. Now, I'm an aficionado of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay.
I'd love to hate the woman.
Sure.
Right there, she knows exactly what a cougar is.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Now, she's the opposite, technically, of a cougar, because, gifts in the casket. We all know that already.
But she'd be a cougar to say me.
Yeah, no, she is actually, she would be, but she's not. She knows what a cougar is. She knows all about it. She's lying already.
40s or 50s?
You're sexy. You're intelligent. You have your own
Kathy
means.
Lee Gifford.
You could. Yeah, you actually are my doppelganger. I thought a cougar was a woman who was dating a younger man.
Right. That's
I'm
another
not,
interpretation.
I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't over yet. The day is young. You don't know what's going to happen today.
Did she make her little eye face that she makes where she closes one eye?
Plenty she made that.
What about Kathy Lee Gifford gets questions from the crowd? Is that any good?
Yeah, that's also good.
All right, it's like cut this. Number six. Let's hear that
okay,
one.
Okay, here we are.
The crowd has questions for Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, my god. The crowd loves Kathy Lee.
Yeah. Kathy Lee, why are you such a bitch? Look at Kathy.
Okay, who's got the very first question for Kathy Lee? What's your name?
Audrey.
Audrey. Okay, what's your question for Kathy?
My question is for Kathy. I heard you mention earlier that you were going, it's menopause, so I'm wondering how you feel about aging.
All right, stop it right there before she answers.
Okay.
This will be the, she'll maybe make a little flip comment, but then she will go into a very serious answer.
She'll be syrupy
yeah. and she'll be very, very sincere and very phony. Let me hear it.
How do you feel about aging?
It beats the alternative.
All right, flip answer.
I mean, how blessed are we to still be here and still healthy?
That's her. That's her. That's Kathy Lee.
The two things you take totally for granted until you've lost them both, you know. And I have lost privacy in the past.
Oh, she even goes into her privacy. Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Kathy Lee's privacy.
She's lost her privacy, but she values it so much that she had to come back on a talk show and take questions from the crowd.
Get a wide ass on television.
God, and I know how that feels. But health, thank God, I still have, unless you've heard something.
They also want to know, someone else asked me, how does she look so good? Are you using a special cream? What are you doing?
I've had so much work done. Now, people say, what do you do? I said, I do as little as possible, as often as I possibly can.
Oh, I hate her. I truly do. Kathy Lee, the one and only Kathy Lee.
Visit my website, firekathylee.com.
We'll start that this week. Hey, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
Doing great. Tell me you wouldn't want to, touch that fire crotch of hers, though.
No way.
Not anymore.
Kathy Lee? No.
I never really had the steam and undies for Kathy Lee. There's just too much me there.
About 10 years ago, I would have been right there, but now, no.
Well, you still like Vieira, though, and we disagree on that.
Yes,
hello,
I
Don
do.
And Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yes, I do.
She's not.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
This is Daisuke Matsuzaka.
No, Daisuke.
Hello. Manny called you earlier.
Sorry. I can only handle one of those during one segment. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, man. Well, I have two subject matters.
Now, is this going to be one of those calls from that other show?
I'm not going to go for a long time, Mike. No. Basically, I wanted to talk about a sports subject, Stephon Marbury and Zeke, and the monstrosity that they've turned the New York Knicks into. And also,
what show are you calling?
Hey, hold on, Jim. Thanks for the call.
Oh,
appreciate it right now, Jim. Yes, you're on.
Oh, hello,
Rackham. Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, I'm talking about the Isaiah. I'm switching the subject. The Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, seriously, Jim, you could talk to me about basketball, but I am not a huge basketball fan. I like I like hockey. I like football. I like baseball more than any other sport.
You love
but if you have any
basketball.
Specific sports question,
okay.
think really the best thing to do is to ask Buzz. Buzz can handle anything about any sport because he watches them all and he studies them all. So why don't you direct any question you would have to Buzz?
Well, I got one statement for you.
Okay.
I'd like to find a George Scott shirt.
A George Scott from the Red Sox.
Yeah, man.
I love George Scott. He used to call home runs taters.
I'm a big man.
Yeah.
I was a big kid when I was young, and I grew up looking at George Scott, besides Willie McCovey, but watching George Scott play ball.
You remember George Scott, don't you, Buzz?
Oh, he was great.
Yes,
what did you like best
great.
About him? Buzz was a big fan. What did you like best about him?
His pants.
Do you have any other sports questions for Buzz Burbank?
The mess, Buzz. I mean, they should have got. I mean, granted, everybody's insane. But
thank
now,
you very much. I'm sorry.
I've been watching Round Ball long enough to know that these problems will solve themselves.
Thank you.
Fear not.
I'll tell you this.
Yes, what's that, Rob?
George Scott was great in Patton.
He was fantastic. Yeah, yes, that's the George with the C.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, bastard. Hello, Greg. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank.
Hey.
You make me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Shut up! Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, I messed up the phones again.
And I'm back at you.
Rob and I were talking about our big fingers, our huge fingers on this little touchscreen.
Yeah,
here.
It's like trying to dial with bratwurst.
Hello, Steve. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man.
I'm right here.
This is Krebs.
Krebs?
Joe Krebs?
Yes, Joe Krebs.
This doesn't really sound like Joe Krebs.
What a nice surprise.
But it is a surprise that you're calling. Your voice sounds different on television, Joe.
Well, it's not really my problem. I have a big problem with you, Amir. I hear you talking junk about me.
Well, simply because I think you're one of the worst TV anchors in the history of mankind.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a little offensive to me.
I'm sorry, Joe. I got to call him like I see him. You know, I watch you in the morning, and really, how many times can you describe the jet landing at National Airport when we can all see it on our TV screen? And incidentally, can you give us a goodbye the way you say goodbye?
Bye.
There you go. That's Joe Krebs, ladies and gentlemen.
News 4 is Joe Krebs.
And Barbara Harrison. Let's not leave her out of that
equation.
I'm
sure she was with him.
She's with him today. I saw her today.
She
was wearing another Mamie Eisenhower shirt today. It was delightful.
Hot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Vanna White, what do you think?
You mean like tapping it?
Yeah.
You mean like tapping that thing, baby?
Pounding it.
Vanna White.
Not anymore.
No?
I like some Oreo cookies and some milk.
Would you take Kathy Lee or Vanna White?
Nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Kathy Lee.
Oh, no. Oh, Vanna is much hotter.
You think?
Vanna's still got the, she's got it going on. She keeps herself real pretty, like.
KLG still does, too.
KLG?
The best she can.
He calls her by the nickname.
Sure.
KLG. Hello, Will. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, that jersey might be $12,000 because he doesn't sign.
He doesn't sign?
Yeah, if he doesn't sign memorabilia, then there might be, you know, it might be legitimate.
What's your point? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying here.
I'm just saying it might not be a scam or whatever, you know.
Well, I think what he's saying is that he's not known for signing. So
right, a lot of athletes don't sign.
So if
these jerseys that I'm talking about are game-worn jerseys, not signed.
Oh.
Because they say auto-signed, and that means autographed and signed.
Okay.
Because the ones that the players just were game-worn without autographs were actually about $4,000 to $2,000, and then his shot up to $12,500. I think it's got to be the Japanese crazy thing. That's what
In that case.
In that case, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kevin Euclid. Somebody looking for my pants?
Hey, Kevin, can I ask you a question? This has turned out to be the old Red Sox segment, and I hate it so.
It's working. I can tell.
You sweat a lot, Kevin. Are these laundered before you put them on eBay?
Oh, absolutely not. And I had a real problem that day. I had some food in the morning, and, geez, it kind of hit me right game time.
That's good. I look forward to bidding on it. Bid with confidence, right, Rob?
Sour stomach.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have to give the people what they want, Rob. I truly do. And
well, Mike, that's what you've always done.
I really, really want to just share some final thoughts, and then that will be it. I swear to God, the word vasectomy will not come out of my mouth.
Are you sure you want to swear to God?
I will not say vasectomy after I finish the next segment.
Will you say procedure?
I will say procedure.
Okay.
But I will not dwell on your vasectomy because I care about you so deeply.
Thank you.
That I researched it today, and I tried to get the good and the bad, and I tried to be like the Fox News Channel, fair and balanced.
I'm sure that you were smiling while you were doing the research. I have to ask this. At any time, did you laugh?
No.
Not, you didn't laugh while you researched?
No, not at all.
You're lying.
No, Buzz will know that this is clinical.
It looks legitimate.
Now, we might have to run this by legal before I read it, but hey, if it's a clinical description of something that happened, I can read it, right?
Of course.
This is not talking about anything sexual.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's talking about, you know, down there.
But sure.
But this is medical terminology. You can feel free to hit the buzzer if I hit on something where we're going into bad territory.
I think the whole thing is about bad territory.
It's it's good, it's bad, and then there's just a little anecdotal story that came from a guy that had a procedure, and I think you're going to really have to make an educated decision after you hear what I have to say.
I got a weird taste in my mouth.
It's the good and the bad about your uglies.
It's going to be wonderful.
All right.
We'll have lots more coming up on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Empathy. You're also doing something. Am I reading this correctly? You're actually,
going to Iraq.
That's not the first time.
Not a club. No, we're not playing Club Kaboom.
Good of you to go.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Yeah, you travel on a C-130. It's slightly loud plane. You know, a plane that even Marley Maitland would go, this is loud.
Stop.
Even the boys are going.
I think we crossed the line now.
You're going to get left. It's almost impossible to work a Marley Maitland into Baghdad.
She knows.
Human.
Where are you? Nice to be here.
Okay.
Where are you? First time in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's a funny man.
Cut away.
We need to go to the weather.
Go to the weather. We'll be back with Martha Stewart. Okay.
Just a little
we may
late.
Be back.
Listen to Al.
Okay. That's what's going on.
Our lines are open.
That's what's going on.
The weather's right now a little global warming in place. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
On the program today, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have Buzz talk to Grandpa Ganja.
I think it'll be a meeting of the minds.
I think we know what he's selling. That'll be coming up later. Also, we have our newsmaker hotline today where you and Buzz will get the chance to talk with the newsmakers of the day. The people, the movers, the shakers, people that are in the news, both infamous and famous.
I appreciate you doing all those bookings. Those are some pretty hot names.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people in this business, Rob.
Exciting.
I truly do.
Look it up.
But that's neither here nor there because I do want to finish this up because
you
I care about
you.
Want
to spread more joy, right?
I truly do. Before we do, I'll give you a little break. I mean, I want to do that for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Yeah. I wanted to tell Rob, after I had my vasectomy, I came out of the doctor's office, and the wife told me, she says, how do you feel? I said, fine.
Oh, see, no help there. I'm hoping that on the phone lines we get some support for you, Rob.
How
because
dare him.
I really, really think it's important to get a wide variety of calls, both pro and con, with this type of thing. Now, you were telling me during the break, seriously, Buzz, that this is one guy, right? This is one guy
that has surfaced
on the internet a couple of times.
I was looking up one of the terms you used earlier, and when I did the Google search, it took me to yet another article by this same guy. So if it's 2 out of 100, this is one guy, and the other guy called the show yesterday.
But he does write very well, Rob.
How about this? How about maybe it's made up? What do you
I don't think it's made up.
I think it might be.
There's really no evidence your voice would go up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Heard you guys reading the vasectomy story.
It's not a story, sir. I think it's a personal account of something that happened to a very, very unfortunate gentleman.
I'm okay with him calling it a story.
I understand, and I had a great experience.
All right.
So I would like to share it if needed. If not, that's fine.
A great experience?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to balance this out for my friend Robbie over here. I want him to understand that you know, there's good and bad here. You had a good experience?
Oh, great.
What's your name, friend?
Thank you for calling.
Flowers now grow there.
Sorry we couldn't get to all that, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the
Bees
air.
Grow there.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, we're just talking vasectomies.
This
How are you?
This is going to be a good
call.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I want to talk about the big B.
Okay, go ahead.
Rob needs to know that once he gets a big V, he'll be known as Sunkissed.
Sunkissed? I don't understand. Is this a joke?
All juice and no seeds.
Okay. That's not really helpful, is it, Rob? I'm very sorry. Mike, I'm looking for the pro calls here.
A riddle is always helpful.
Don and Mike show.
Who doesn't love a riddle?
What about that pulp? I didn't want to be on the air.
You didn't want to be on the air? Well, sir, you
Neither
called.
Neither do we.
You called the request line, and that is really, really unavoidable. What can we do for you?
The game you're about to play is being done by another couple comedians.
The game we're about to play.
You said meal or no meal?
I guarantee you it's not the same game.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea how we are going to play meal or no meal?
No.
Exactly.
So you don't know the details of what we're doing with meal or no meal?
That's true.
So you have jumped the gun by calling our program and suggesting that we are going to be plagiarizing another radio program.
I wanted to prevent.
Okay, well, you've prevented it because you're absolutely wrong.
He went off half-cocked.
He certainly did. Speaking of that, Jared, you're on the Don and Mike show. Jared, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Jared.
Congratulations on the weight loss.
I just wanted to tell Rob about how bad epididymitis was.
Is this Jared from Subway?
No, afraid not.
Hold on. Let's lay some groundwork. Do you have this?
Groundwork or ground rules?
Groundwork, and then we can build from there.
Right.
Do you have epididymitis?
I had epididymitis.
You had it? How did you get it? How about I'll talk, you talk, and we'll take turns.
Okay.
How did you get it?
Okay, well, the doctor told me that I probably twisted a testicle in my sleep.
Okay.
You don't have a lot of friends.
That could happen to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. That happens to Buzz before every show.
I've twisted my ankle.
Are you kidding me? Come to enjoy it.
Hello, Mark. Now, wait till you hear from this guy, Rob. This is Mark says here his vasectomy is scheduled for tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. How are you?
We're just great. I think I'm doing a little better than Rob today. How are you doing?
This story is wonderfully timed. I will. Would you like me to call you tomorrow post-surgery, Rob?
I'd love it.
That please. Would be fantastic.
Call me at home.
Outstanding. I will give you a call tomorrow.
You can give Rob a call here, or, of course, Rob will take your calls in the office. No problem with
Bye!
That.
Good luck,
sir.
You know what? They always say the vasectomies happen on Thursdays. So that makes sense.
That.
I believe that.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Adam, you're
it
on the Don
Prince
and Mike Show.
Spaghetti Day.
Just in time for
Earl. Rob, it's no big deal. They hook you up with some Percocets, get some cold beers, you'll be handled.
See,
that's good.
I was doing this for
that's
you,
an
Rob.
Excellent call.
I was mining for this kind of a call. Adam, it's no problem. You've had it done?
Oh, yeah.
How many
no
times?
Problem. You lay on a sofa for 3 days with a bag of cold peas.
Uh-huh. Cold peas again.
Frozen peas, and you just take Percocets and hang out.
Adam, why is it peas? Why is it cold peas?
I think because it forms to your package.
Moldable, yes, exactly.
All right, very good. Well, that's a positive call right there.
That's the best call we've gotten all day.
Don't get the peas with pearled onions.
One of the few times I was actually disciplined by being cuffed on the back of the head and my ear was grabbed and I was led away from the dinner table when we had a huge family gathering.
Yes.
When I announced to the table, hey, these are good peas. I haven't had a good pea in a year. I'm here all week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take another call. Is this another Adam or is this the same Adam? Hello?
Yeah, this is another Adam. How you doing?
How you doing, Adam?
They're all
good. Good,
Adam.
I was just reminded of that story you told about the swashbuckling doctor in the Caribbean.
Which one?
Remember that the whole Caribbean has...
Yeah.
Wait,
stop. Adam, what is it, Rob?
The whole island has diabetes and asthma.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all covered with asthma.
He ought to say, go ahead and do your vasectomy and get you some asthma and diabetes.
All right, so you think Rob's going to be okay?
I think he'll be fine.
All right, very good.
Okay. He thinks I'm going to get diabetes.
Rob, I got a question for you.
Yes?
Would you like to hear from a lady?
I would.
Let's talk to a lady. This is Kendall. Kendall's going to give you vasectomy stories from a lady's point of view.
Wow.
Hello, Vass. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, lady?
Hi.
Yes,
hi.
So you have a story from the lady's point of view?
Well, I just wanted to say I think what Rob's doing is awesome. My husband got a vasectomy. I took care of him like crazy.
Ah.
Would you like to take care of me?
Got him anything he wanted, and I was really grateful.
Kendall, hold on a second. You know, if this was a normal call, you would be in the background. You know what you would be doing?
I'm giving her a chance.
He would be. What would he be doing? He would be translating this call.
I'm giving her a chance.
You need to translate this call.
Kendall?
What?
How old was your husband when he had his vasectomy?
He was 32. We don't have kids, and we don't want kids. So.
I see. Perhaps that's best.
Good for you.
See, there's the Robbie I know. You're why is it so important for you, Kendall, from a lady's point of view?
Well, I can't take the pill, and so it was a real pain. So I was very grateful that he got a vasectomy.
How's he doing? How's he doing now? Any pain?
He wouldn't even take pain pills. He did use frozen peas. But I was really grateful, so I think you're doing a really good thing, Rob.
He says, you're welcome.
He says, thank you very much, Kendall.
You know what? You are one in a million. What a fine lady.
Very nice lady. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on the Don and Mike show. I was going to read the rest of this story, but the listeners seem to want to chime in on this.
You say there's something hopeful at the end.
Maybe I can wait. Maybe not. Let me see. Hold on a second. It was very
who's
bad.
On the phone? Is it Jonathan?
Jonathan, yeah. Go ahead. What
Jonathan, do you like a good story?
Actually, Rob, I was kind of worried about you. Seriously, don't use the peas.
What?
Use frozen cauliflower. Much better. And number two,
well, hold on a second, Jonathan. It's not like the peas are going to cause any big problem, right?
Makes no sense.
They could. And you brought up a very interesting point during the discussion, Mike. And I appreciate your.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What was the great point that I brought up? I'd love to hear those rephrased.
The new Boston Red Sox pitcher from China, Cha-Ching.
Cha-Ching. Okay,
why don't
there
you
we go.
Smell your fingers.
I knew he was going to do this.
You know what's amazing about Jonathan? Every finger smells differently.
All right, I'm going to get through this really quickly. I don't need music. A few men will demonstrate immediate and significant response to the presence of antibodies in that form following vasectomy. Check. This was my experience, he says. Many other men will take months or years to manifest symptoms, which is why many doctors don't look for the connection between vasectomy, the antibodies that the result, and the diseases that occur later. Even in the case of chronic testicular pain that develops months or years following vasectomy, many doctors will diagnose what appears to them to be epididymitis, which is often from the congestive effects of the procedure. I don't know what that means.
You can get epididymitis if you twist your testicles.
This is getting very technical right here, so I'm going to go right through it. Let me see.
Read the last part.
Family physicians should be aware of the potential effects. What happens when you have problems? Many will try to convince you that you are somehow exceptional, despite the presence of evidence to the contrary.
You know, Mike, you told me just yesterday I was exceptional.
throughout the year and a half of chronic pain that I had since my vasectomy, I can't count how many people, including medical providers, have said, gee, I've never seen this happen before. Mm. Some, Rob, will try to convince you to buck up and take it like a man.
And I will.
I've lost count of how many doctors have offered...
What?
I've lost count of how many doctors have offered to remove my testicles.
Oh.
Or significant portions thereof with the idea that this might alleviate the pain.
It would.
Then again, it might not, they are quick to add.
Or not.
It has gotten to the point where, hold on a second, that might be it. That's it. I don't have any more for you, Rob. I cut it off right there.
Story.
That's it.
Next time, please.
I cut it off.
Please. How clever.
I did.
Next time, why don't you print out the whole thing?
I'm very sorry. I'll give it to you.
The article got cut short.
I'll send it to you as a Christmas card,
now,
Robbie.
If he had the dice removed, does that end any hope of the follow-up of things that happen following?
I didn't get
to the destination?
I did not print that out, so I have no idea.
I think the idea would be to make the pain stop, so they stop producing the little swimmers.
Yeah, but then you've got something that's designed for two purposes that can only be used for
one thing. It's going to be fine, Rob. Hello, Greg. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Thanks for the reassurance.
You have nothing to worry about. Actually, I had it done a couple of years ago, and that previous caller about the Percocet was right. The hardest part after is getting used to nothing coming out. Just dust from now on.
No, that's not right. you really won't notice a vast difference.
Don and Mike show. Bob, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey, that was a terrific pun.
Go ahead, Bob.
How are you today, fellas?
I couldn't be better.
I could.
Bob, I'll tell you, I'm calling with very much a pro Big V call.
There you go.
Why do they all sound like this?
Because they're proud of it. You had it done, haven't you, Bob?
I did. I had it done 3 years ago.
And you're damn proud of it, aren't you, Bob?
Absolutely, but I got a suggestion for you.
All right, here we go.
Talk to your doctor a couple weeks ahead of time and tell him that instead of local anesthetic, you want a Twilight. You want to go to sleep.
I think that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
I did that myself, and I woke up, and it was done, and I was already taking the Percocet, so
it wasn't as traumatic. I have friends that did it.
I love that, Twilight. I had that for my colonoscopy.
See, this guy's looking out for you.
My wife said I was very funny.
All right, we got a couple more calls to take, and then that is it, Rob. I will not take one more call about vasectomies. Hello, Danny. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
Hello, gentlemen.
Danny.
How are you?
Good.
I think it's a very responsible thing. It's much more of a process for his wife did they
lobotomize you also, Danny, when you had the process done?
You had the cranial vasectomy.
Danny, you sound like you've lost all your vim, your vigor. You've lost all your gusto.
No longer a man.
I mean, come on. Did you feel differently? You know, emotionally, Danny, did you feel less like a man after it was done?
A little bit.
There we go. See? That's how you do an interview, Rob. Absolutely. All right. Three more phone calls, and then we are done.
Just three.
I thought you said that was the last
Jerry,
one.
Jerry, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead.
Rob.
Listen to all these guys. They all start out. You know how they all start out? The vasectomy guys start out with,
tentatively, yes.
And you can normally tell from their tone whether they're pro or con.
You've had it done, haven't you, Jerry?
Absolutely.
And it was great, wasn't it?
Absolutely did. Actually, it wasn't bad. I mean, it feels like you get, you know, a little kick between your legs, you know, that feeling where you get kind of a stomach ache. You'll have that for like 3 days.
He has that every day anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I have a stomach ache, that's a problem.
I am going to take, I've got all these calls here, and uh-huh. It's luck of the draw, Rob. I'm going to pick one totally at random here. Let's go to a guy named Bruce. Hello, Bruce. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
You will be the last call on this subject.
Mike.
I'm here.
Rob, hey, listen. A buddy of mine had this done. He had a problem, and it was fixed. He became a heroin addict, and the pain went away.
I'm terribly sorry. Hit the buzzer, Robbie.
That's the
last call. Let's give him all a tray of meat.
Can we do one more? I don't want to end on that one.
What do you think, Buzz? Think we should take one more?
Well, either that or Rob becomes a heroin addict.
All right, we'll take one call.
I can't afford to lose any more weight.
At random, let's go. Rich, Rob wanted one more call. Hopefully it'll be positive.
Okay,
what do you got?
Shoot me now.
What do you got for us, Rich?
Hey, Rob. I got a little horror story for you.
Sorry, you asked for another call.
Oh, fie on me. Go ahead, make it brief.
I don't know what your tolerance for pain is, but definitely ask for two shots in each NAD.
Two shots in each NAD?
They only did one in mine, and when I put the clamp on, you could have peeled
Hold
me off
on,
the ceiling.
What kind of clamp?
Oh, they have to clamp you.
That's
on page like 9 of this 40-page thing that I downloaded.
You know what's funny about you?
What's that?
You talk about things, and then there's things you don't even say who about.
Clamps.
You know about the clamps and the needles?
You had the clamps, and how did it work out for you, Rich?
You've seen Casino.
Well, after it's all done and said, you know, I'm black and blue for about a week. But,
and before you have the procedure, you actually, after it's all said and done, is what you would say.
Yeah.
Now that you've had the vasectomy, you said, after it's all done and said.
All said and done, sorry.
Hey,
that's
Rich.
Okay, Rich.
Do you enjoy my...
Anyway,
shut up. Do you enjoy my... Rich.
What?
Do you enjoy my presence on the show?
You're...
Then let's part as friends.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks to all the calls. Well, for all you people that have been standing by, I'm terribly sorry. The vasectomy discussion has concluded for today's show.
Okay.
I will not be able to refer to the word vasectomy for the future. I will simply say
procedure.
Rob's procedure.
And if you want to say vasectomy, it's fine. I tell you what you shouldn't say.
What shouldn't I say?
Clamps.
Clamps? Well, A, it's part of it.
I think that Twilight call was the best call.
I think they clamp both sides.
Of course they do.
That's
one clamp won't do.
With Twilight, you never hear the word oops.
Yeah, get the drugs, Rob.
Yeah.
Get the drugs.
I don't want to make it be a night in the hospital.
Well, I think you do whatever makes you comfortable. You've always done that your whole life, right? I mean,
it right now.
You're sitting in your comfortable chair. You like to have your green bottles.
I would love it if you could come out to the house.
If you could come out to the and make it kind of an outpatient surgery?
Well, it would have to be way out. I mean, you could come to the basement. I got my recliner.
Well, I want to keep you calm.
I got clamps.
I want you to keep us posted on this. And speaking of drugs.
Yes.
That man over there.
Oh, yes.
He knows about that. You listen to his newscast, don't you?
Every day.
He talks about all that green stuff.
I hear things.
Sticky stuff is what he talks about.
Sticky bud.
Buzz will talk to, what's this guy's name?
Grandpa Ganja.
Grandpa Ganja, and I might just jump in if it starts to.
Well, it wouldn't be fun if you didn't.
I don't share your lifestyle all the time, Mr. Burbank.
Well, how else will you learn?
We'll see what Grandpa Ganja is peddling coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and-
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
And we are back. I'm all vasectomied out.
Not me.
I said it, Rob. I said the word. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm all,
knew you would.
I'm all procedured out.
You sweared to our Lord.
You just swore.
I'm sorry, not sweared.
It's just
I'm
Mike.
I'm not flipped out.
Mike, Rob, and Buzz today. Don is making his way back from his family obligations. Our prayers are with him on the loss of his father. He will be back on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to give you an update on the Joe Gibbs, Fire Joe Gibbs Now website.
Yes.
Please.
We have 9,000 hits, and so far it is running exactly 50-50 on whether or not to fire Gibbs Now.
Wow.
Joe
is. Are you surprised at that?
Yeah, I actually am a
Me
little
too.
Bit. You know, I'm somewhat surprised. Joe is very excited about it. Joe's out for blood.
Oh, I know it.
Joe is out for blood. Man, I just can't believe it's even 50-50.
I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Joe, and as Joe is at the station, Joe, are we getting also the opportunity for people to vent on that website too?
Yeah, there's the mail room.
The mail room, so people can not only vote, but they can also put down their little comments about the whole thing?
Right. When you vote, you have the option of stating your point of view, and I go ahead and post those for other people to read and be entertained.
And what's your point of view on this, Joe? You seem very adamant before.
I bleed burgundy and gold, but I just see, I'm looking at it realistically, and it's just not good. I say, let's just start all over again.
All right, Joe. Thank you very
that
much.
That means he wants to fire
We'll
Joe
check again. Back with you later.
Yeah, I love the Skins, and I hate Dallas, but I just don't see good things for Sunday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's Joe Hartinger.
Joe Kornheiser.
Sports reporter. Joe Hartinger, and you can be linked to Fire Joe Gibbs Now at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. But without further ado, we have to get to the Buzz interview.
Yes.
I'm really glad he's doing this because I'm not sure I'd want to. One ganja-smoking granddaddy has some token tips, oh, God, for high schoolers. Evan, is it Kelleher?
Kelleher.
Kelleher. Well, it's not spelled right. That's not how you spell
he's
Kelleher.
He's a pothead. What do you want?
All right, let's get him on the line here. All right, and then we'll turn it over to our chief medical correspondent, Buzz Burbank. Evan, are you there?
Yes, I am. That name is Kelleher, you know. Somebody dropped an L on me.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to have two L's. That's
don't
why
know. Well, I mean, when we came from Ireland, it had two L's.
Yeah. Hey, he's Irish, Mike. How about that?
Evan, can I ask you a question? Are you high now?
Grandpa Ganja is always high.
Oh, that's
24/7.
76 years young, is that right?
That's right, and I've smoked marijuana every day for 37 years.
Well, Evan, then I'm gonna turn it over. We have a chief medical correspondent here that I think you'd probably like to talk to a little bit more. Say hi to Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
Buzz. He's right here.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Buzz, Grandpa Ganja, how are you?
Good. I hope you're a little more optimistic than another guy.
Well, I'm optimistic, but I also have concerns. But we can talk about all that. We can be friends. In fact, the first thing I want to ask you is, would you be my grandpa? Oh,
well, you'd want my free pot. That's right.
Oh, God.
Well, we can talk about that, too. Here's my question for you, Grandpa Ganja.
Yeah.
You've written this book called The High School Survival Guide, and it's tips and tricks for high school kids, things they ought to know about marijuana. Do you think that's really I'm not against what you're in favor of, but do you think that's really a good idea?
Well, yeah.
Well, actually, you know, you don't know that you haven't seen the book, of course.
That's
so
true. Not yet. No,
about.
I haven't gotten my autographed copy yet.
Well, okay, maybe we'll arrange that. However, the book
too high to read it.
Well, yeah.
The book is not about pot.
No.
Okay, no, for openers, it's not about pot.
What's
Grandpa,
it about?
Grandpa Ganja comes from several years ago when I wrote a book called Grandpa's Marijuana Handbook.
Excuse me, Grandpa?
Yes.
This is Mike here. Hi, how are you, sir?
Yeah, fine.
Do you always refer to yourself in third person?
Not always, but in this case, it makes a point.
All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Buzz.
In any case, I wrote that book, Grandpa's Marijuana.
Are you high? No.
I added a video to it called Grandpa's Marijuana Handbook, the movie.
The movie. That has Sam the Cat in it.
Yes, and now that's right. You're the cat.
Hey, ho, ho. What movie? Sam the Cat?
Have you seen the video?
Unfortunately, no, Grandpa Ganja. I haven't seen the video.
When you mention the cat, that strikes a familiar chord because in the video, I'm presenting facts about spots and whatnot.
Grandpa, you should know. I pass on grass, Grandpa.
We had to park him on hold.
Oh, really?
He said whatnot.
He did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
How do you want to handle this? How do you want to proceed?
Well, I think we
should. We need a ruling on this.
All right. Rob, speak to him for a moment.
All right, hold on.
And I want you to be tough on this guy, regardless of your political beliefs.
You want me
he's
to peddling, be tough on
he's
Grandpa
peddling, He's peddling this
you,
tough
we,
to...
We're off the air right now. I put you on hold because you broke a cardinal rule.
If you
peddling
remember,
weed to high school kids.
No,
it's wrong, Buzz.
No, he doesn't do that.
It's totally wrong.
His book isn't even about
that. It's against all of my principles.
You're smarter than that.
And he said the WN.
A lot of people do. It doesn't make it right.
Okay,
but
nobody told him. I think we'll go back on the air, but please, no more whatnots.
Does he understand?
Yeah, kind of.
Pothead.
You see, the thing is about whatnot is no matter
he wouldn't have said that if he wasn't just, his brain wasn't fried.
Don't be so judgmental.
I'm trying not to. Don't like the title of the book, Grandpa Ganja's High School Survival Guide. No, not right.
Okay, well, I'll try to get a clarification.
Rob, did you give him a talking to?
I told him.
Does he understand what the rules are?
Well, as much as he can.
All right, put him back on. Grandpa Ganja, Rob, talk to you a little bit.
Okay, let me get this in before something else happens here.
Please. All right, well, it's just that particular, Grandpa, hold on a second, Grandpa. It's that one particular word we just have a terrible problem.
I know, I just got the lecture on that from your pal.
Very good, I'm glad.
So that's been handled.
He's about to have a vasectomy, you know.
Now, let me, a little late maybe for that.
Yeah, have you ever had one? Have you ever had a vasectomy, guy?
Let me tell you about the video, see.
Whatever, the video.
I want to hear about the cat.
Or we don't have to, whichever you...
No, you go right ahead. You're not getting testy. Mellow out, Grandpa.
Well, all right, boys, let's get a grip on things here.
No problem at all.
Exactly.
Okay, it sounds like, you wonder which one of us is stoned, for God's sake, here.
You make a good point.
Whatever.
Anyway, you might want to know this.
Please, go ahead.
There was a movie, it's a 26-minute video, which I made here right in my den. And in the video, there's one scene where my cat, unbeknownst to me, is eating my pot plant.
Shut
and up! That's where we get the cat reference. However, for all your listeners out there, if you go to YouTube and look up Grandpa's Pot Book,
you'll
see the video in its entirety.
You love YouTube.
Grandpa's Pot Book on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, this guy's he's just plugging away.
Okay, now
Hey, what's wrong with that? Grandpa
Ganja, we will give you your plugs at the end of the show. We do want
to. That's not a plug, folks. I'm trying to tell the
it's a plug.
If they want to know,
it's a plug. You know, the marijuana hasn't made you any less curmudgeon-y. I'll tell you that
now. I'll tell you what, it's not a plug. I don't make any money off the video, okay?
Right.
That's at YouTube. I don't make anything off that.
Grandpa Ganja, I must interject here. Don't you think that using marijuana every day, as it says here, for 37 years, don't you think that can cause brain damage?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad you brought
it
up. There's a guy right here in San Diego where I am, UCSD, a professor of psychiatrist. He made a study just about 4 years ago with 750 people, and he was studying long-term pot smokers. People smoked for 10, 20, 30 years because he wanted to see if their brains were screwed up.
Buzz, you're listening to him, aren't you?
Now, the man ran the test, and he concluded at the end of the study that there was no signs of brain damage in any of these people's heads.
Right.
Now, that's a fact. By golly, you can take that to the bank.
What about the munchies, Grandpa?
What monkeys?
Munchies.
Munchies. Oh, you get the munchies.
Do
of
you
course
see?
You
do you see
but
primates?
I'll tell you something. That's not true either. I'm over 6 feet tall. I weigh 155 pounds.
Very thin. Right. That's true.
Are your fingers orange?
Are you kidding?
No,
I don't need munchies. I control
do you
my
have
diet.
All your? Do you have all your hair?
Absolutely not.
Really? You're bald?
Yeah, pretty bald.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a wife?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
56 years.
Hey, congratulations.
Years. Hey, that's just Buzz, the guy that wants to ask you questions about marijuana.
Yeah,
Mary Jane, the chronic, the sticky bud.
Now, Grandpa Ganja, I want to try to help you out here if I possibly can, because I'm afraid people are going to get the wrong idea about you. And you were saying that your high school survival guide is not really about high schoolers smoking pot, right?
No, there's one chapter in the book that deals with drugs.
Yeah, what's
that? Alcohol and everything.
Right, now what's the book really about?
It's
you know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that.
Cherry tree crap. Grandpa Ganja doesn't write like that. I don't write down to people.
What about alcohol, Grandpa Ganja?
Alcohol is fine if you have a little wine once in a while. Otherwise, alcohol is bad for you. Look at the record. It kills everybody. Pot kills nobody, by the way. Never.
That's right. Nobody's ever died from it, have
they? Oh, now come on, now like that, you can't be, you can't hop in your car if you're all hopped up on wacky tobacco and run your car into a pole or something like that.
You know, there's a on my website, which is grandpaspotbook.com.
Jesus, you plug. I mean, what is the marijuana guy plugging like crazy?
People need to know this.
That's
stuff.
Right.
I've got on my website.
I'm not going to let you pander to people that are going to buy Mary Jane.
Oh, good for you, Ed.
Okay, well, whatever.
No, we're just having a little fun, Grandpa.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have grandchildren?
We have one granddaughter, the girl came from China.
Uh-huh. Oh, you adopted her?
Well, my son did.
Yeah,
all right. And she's just 7 years old, and everybody loves her.
It's fascinating. You know, Hideki Okajima's jersey is selling on eBay for $12,500. What do you think of that?
What is?
Hideki Okajima's jersey. You heard about that, right?
It's made of him.
No, was he a baseball player?
He's a baseball player for the Boston Red Sox. But listen, I digress, Grandpa Ganja. We have a gentleman here in our studio that we actually brought in for the purposes of this interview, who's actually severely and he says very detrimentally addicted to pot, and he's in the studio right here. Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, I certainly would.
Sir, you've been addicted for a long. Well, I mean, you've done it for a long time, haven't you, sir?
20 years.
How many years?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, why don't you tell Grandpa Ganja about your addiction?
You think it's addictive, do you?
Well, yeah, but I don't mind it. You see, Mike, he painted me wrong. I love pot.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I keep it in a bowl on top of my fridge,
sure.
So my kids can't find it.
Good for you.
Good idea.
And what I do is I get up in the morning at about 7 in the morning, and I look at the Today Show. Do you watch the Today Show? You look at TV?
I do.
Yeah.
Look at the TV.
I look at TV, and I roll a big fatty, and I smoke it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. And then, you know, I'm really feeling good about my day. And then about 10 o'clock comes, and I have another one. But this time, I smoke it in a marijuana
pipe. All right, thank you very
pipe.
Much, very much. He's going to tell you all about what he does. Buzz, we have to get this interview back on track here.
Agreed.
I know you have questions for Grandpa Ganja.
I have one with
Please,
lunch.
Sir, I'm sorry. We need to continue this interview.
All right.
So you've been doing it on 4 decades now, right, Grandpa?
Yeah, and let me remind people, too, you don't know this, but I started using it for glaucoma.
Oh, right. I see.
I have had for about 50 years.
50 years? So you've had it since your 20s?
Yeah, that's right.
And
wow.
And it helps?
My glaucoma was discovered when I was 31, but the doctors told me I'd had it for 10 years.
Grandpa Ganja, please tell us all about the munchies.
The munchies?
The munchies, sir, yes. You know, the munchies.
Anyway, I was telling you.
Strong desire for food after smoking Mary Jane.
I know the pot works at least half the time because I can still see out of one eye.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. So
I use medical marijuana, too.
This is our guest here, our addicted marijuana user.
What I'll do is I'll cook it in a brownie. Have you ever cooked it in a brownie?
Of course.
What you do is you go to the store and you get a box of brownie mix, and it can be like Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker.
I think he
knows. Yeah, I know how to make a brownie.
And then you put in eggs and oil and you bake it. But before you bake it,
he knows.
You put in the marijuana, and then
Let me ask you this, Grandpa.
It was prescribed for my colon.
Excuse me, guest. We need to have Buzz continue with the interview.
Bongs or doobies? Bongs or doobies?
Bongs or doobies, Grandpa?
What's about that?
What's your preference, bongs or doobies?
Oh, well, I smoke the joints, you see. Yeah, doobies.
What type of music do you listen to, Grandpa Ganja?
I tell you, I'm a classical music fan.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Not Hendrix or anything like that?
No, I enjoy the Allman Brothers.
I listen to classical music pretty much, Bach and Beethoven, all that.
You know what's great, Grandpa?
I like that stuff.
When I'm listening to the Allman Brothers and smoking pot, what I'll do is I'll use a bong, which is a marijuana water pipe.
I know what it is.
Yes, and it cools the smoke. I put, instead of water, I put in scope.
Yeah, but
you ever done that?
Trouble is you end up drinking the bong water.
No, I don't.
No, but it spills and you swallow it. I don't.
Excuse me, sir. We have another question from our chief medical correspondent, Mr. Burbank, who is speaking to Grandpa Ganja. Yes, Buzz, I'm so sorry. We've been interrupting you this whole time.
No, that's quite all right. And so your health is good after nearly 40 years of use.
Excellent.
And you have a lot of friends. You have a good life. Have you done any jail time?
I do just fine. I'll tell you, I've got a doctoral degree.
What about the jail time that Mr. Burbank asked? You about, sir.
I'll tell you what, let me tell you this.
Go ahead. What?
I have written a dozen books, a dozen screenplays,
oh my God.
Two stage plays. I'm a full time writer.
All right.
I'll tell you this.
I did a play
every
once.
Every word that I have written.
What about the jail time?
Every every word I have written, I've been stoned out of my gourd.
Have you done jail time, sir?
Of course not.
You've never been busted for pot.
I'm a retired school teacher.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, if you're smoking pot all the time.
I tell you what, I live in California. Pot is legal here.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
Pot is legal here. Come on, Prop 215. Where have you guys been?
You know what, Evan? I went to jail once. For money laundering.
That's not relevant.
Right.
That is not germane to the discussion.
It is, because when I was in jail, I couldn't get any bud.
It is not relevant.
We make a very good point here, because after all these years of use, you haven't had any run-ins with the law.
I have.
Right, Grandpa?
Well, that's true.
Well, I have to ask you this question, Grandpa Gunge.
Yeah,
it says, you have used marijuana every day for 37 years, including like 10 minutes ago, right?
That's right.
And it's never caused you any harm. What about the addiction factor? That sounds like addiction to me.
Well, let me just give you an example of how that's not so.
Okay.
About 15 years
now
ago
I'm listening.
Or so,
yes.
20 years ago, I had to leave the country for a month. I was doing some writing up in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to Montreal. I didn't want to take pot with me because I didn't want to deal with the border thing.
Right.
Sure. So I didn't take any pot. I went up there. I was there for a month. I was writing on a TV show up there.
Right.
I worked the whole time. I never asked anybody for pot.
How is your sexual?
I never had any pot.
How is your sexual function?
I tell you. Well, listen, I'm a married man. I was in Montreal, of course.
No, but I mean your sexual function right now. Are you able to function down there?
I told you my health is excellent in every regard.
In every regard. So are you sexual? Are you active, sir?
I have no need for what are those?
Viagra?
Are you active?
I never saw Viagra. I don't need it.
After 20 years, I'm useless down there.
I can't
do a damn thing.
So you went a month without it, and you were just fine.
No, I'll tell you what. I didn't have any pot for the month.
Yeah.
And I did all the work I had to do, and I had no trouble at all.
And you are active currently.
I was sober the whole time.
And
when I came home, I lit up a joint and started smoking.
How is your love life right now, Grandpa?
I say excellent.
He answered that.
Well, no, he really didn't give me the specific answer, Buzz. Stop defending him.
When you get to be 76, you know, you don't get your customary four or five times a week.
I understand.
Buzz, I'll never make it.
Buzz, would you like to ask the doctor any final questions about, not the doctor.
You mentioned
Dr. Gunge.
He has a doctorate.
Right.
He did, and that's what I want to ask you about. What's your doctorate in?
My doctorate in education. I'm a retired teacher.
Education. Very good.
Yep. I have a doctorate.
What do you have a doctorate in, sir?
I have a doctorate in economics.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But the problem is that I can't remember anything because I've been smoking weed for so long. I don't even remember if it was macro or micro.
Do you get a lot of that, sir, that people argue with you because they say, yeah, it does do damage to my brain, like thinking and stuff?
Everybody says
I have
that
a doctorate.
They don't know what they're talking about, you know.
Really?
How
much? How much do you have on your person right now, Grandpa?
Well, I usually have maybe a pound or something around.
A pound?
Wow!
You can get locked up for that, can't you?
I told you I use it every day.
Yeah.
Really?
I have a doctorate.
It's all about supply.
Hey, let me before we get lost here, and you guys cut me off.
Oh, we're not cutting you off, sir.
Listen, let's hear all these things. I've been writing for years.
Yes.
What about weed? Is there going to be any weed?
I don't have an agent.
Uh-huh.
Now, by God, if there's an agent out there, are you?
I happen to be an agent myself, sir. Yeah,
CVS, is that the whole country?
I could represent you. Yes, I could represent you and get you good bookings all over the country.
Doesn't Donald Ephraim represent a lot of the pot smokers?
Well, he's a pothead himself, as a matter of fact.
I need a literary agent.
Actually, it's his son, Elliot Ephraim. Big pothead.
Now, if there's a guy out there anywhere in America listening to Grandpa Gunge,
I got it for you. He said it's Ephraim and Associates, Doc. You don't have to worry. Grandpa? Grandpa, you don't have to worry. I've got one for you. Elliot. That's the guy's name. Elliot Ephraim. He'll be able to take care of you.
Ask for Joe.
Is he a legit agent?
Well, he's a totally legit agent. You want to ask for Joe Coyne. He's the guy that works all the time, and he's straight as an arrow. He is never high. Elliot, is floating all around the room all the time.
You know what? You know what, Evan?
Yeah.
I have a doctorate.
You have?
I do.
I'm
in economics.
Okay, thank you. He's repeating himself because he's all high.
Buzz,
I will give you one final question for Grandpa Gunge.
Grandpa, if you could say one uninterrupted thing to my skeptical friends.
I'm not skeptical. I think it's damn illegal. That's what I think, Buzz.
What would you say in defense of marijuana?
I would really say that marijuana is utterly harmless. It cannot hurt.
That is a lie.
The only way pot could hurt you would be if a bale of the stuff fell off a high shelf and broke your neck.
A high shelf?
Are you growing right now? Are you growing? Do you have, like, plants in your house right now with the black lights and all that, Grandpa?
No, I have grown it, but I don't grow now. You see, I try to stay very closely within the law here.
I saw an ad in Rolling Stone magazine with a gentleman at a box, and you can grow plants in it, and I was thinking about growing pot in it. What do you think of that?
Pot. Hey,
huh?
about the high school book. Seriously,
oh, no, I'm sorry. We are all out of time, Grandpa. We want to thank you very much for coming on the show. The website is www. The W does not stand for weed. grandpaspotbook.com. Is that where people can get all your information there, Grandpa?
They can find it on there, and don't forget to check out that YouTube, Grandpa's Potbook.
Well, yeah. I know you're 76 years old, but I want you to just straighten yourself out there, okay, Grandpa?
I'm as straight as an arrow.
He's doing fine.
Thank you so much. We're going to put you on hold here, and thank you so much for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, you guys, it was fun.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. You're great.
There he goes. Pothead. There's one of your people.
Grandpaspotbook.com. Go there and see what a nice man
You know
is.
What he's doing? He's poisoning minds. That's
he
what
is.
He's doing.
Or are you?
I am not poisoning minds.
All
Grandpa.
I know is this.
What?
I have a doctorate.
I know you do. You know, he was pretty energetic for a guy that's pretty high
Healthy,
all the time.
Healthy, sharp, busy writer.
I don't
has
think
a doctorate
he was high.
In education.
I think he's
yeah,
making
but he
the
lacked,
whole thing up.
He lacked the wherewithal to get an agent.
Yeah, that's true. He can't
because
do that because
but he can get out a sentence.
Because he's high.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Do well, you have a doctorate?
Let me set this up. Boys, stop your fighting because we have to play the game that I stole from another
Don't
radio
pick
show.
Pick on my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play meal or no meal.
Yeah.
Now, that caller before said somebody else in Radioland is doing this, but they're not doing it nearly as stupidly as we are.
Not doing it right.
I guarantee you our way is very simple. You might remember a game we played a short time ago called Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
I remember that game.
This is a variation on that same theme. This is what I've asked everybody to do. This was the homework assignment last night. It was quite simple. I wanted everybody on the show, that is Rob, Buzz, me, Joe, everybody had to write down every single meal they had in 24 hours.
From the end of the show to the beginning of the show.
That's right. 24 hours of food. We're going to break it down into individual food items, not the whole meal.
I understand.
And what we're going to ask you wonderful people to do is get on the line right now at 877-365-3636 and play meal or no meal. It is quite simple. I will tell you the food item. You tell me which one of us edit.
It's a guessing game.
It's a wonderful guessing game.
And if you think you know us,
mm-hmm.
then you should have no trouble.
But there's strategy involved, Rob, because I think we've discussed some of our eating habits on the air, and I think people know a little bit about our lifestyles, mm-hmm. like old wacky tobacco over here.
Oh, yeah.
And all you have to do is get on the line right now and play meal or no meal. Will we have any prizes? No, we don't do prizes. We didn't do it for the iPod game, did we?
We can give a small stipend.
The prize is the satisfaction of a job well done.
I think that's the right idea. So if you'd like to play meal or no meal, get on the line right now. We will play that next on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza.
Yeah.
Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, getting all set here to play meal or a no meal, or as they call it in the British version, who ate it?
Oh, that it's based on the old British game show.
Yes, I mean,
who ate it?
Well, it was really Rob's idea. We should call it meal or no meal, and then I find out that it's been stolen, that name, from another show.
Well,
I have no idea what show, but we're playing really who ate it, and the game could not be simpler, and that's why it's going to work very well
I'll
with our listening audience.
I'll tell you where
audience.
I stole it
from. Where'd you steal it from?
All Things Considered.
Oh, yes. Wonderful show. Are you ready to play meal or no meal?
Mike, I am.
All right, this is the way this game works. So you call in, get on the line, and all you have to do is guess who ate what. I've got the pile of all the food, not actually cooked food, but I've got the papers
the
with the menus that have been written down by each member of our fine crew here, Rob and Buzz and Joe and myself. You have to tell me who ate it when I mention the food item. And then I'm going to hand, after I get each one, I'm going to give these to you, Rob, so you can shuffle them up so we don't have any particular order.
Good. I have a good idea, I think.
What's that?
Is that if they get three in a row correct, we'll declare them a winner.
Should we give them a Thanksgiving turkey? Should we give it a nice Thanksgiving dinner with all the fixings?
Shh, no.
Should we get that fella Emeril Lagasse to make them one of those Cajun birds?
They get Rob's giblets.
I'll hand them my giblets. The doctor is going to be working on my giblets before we even know
it. I believe we have shaken the boy up today, Buzz.
I think so. Yeah,
I think
fun,
all this talk. Rob said to me during the break there, my spaghetti on the internet. That's all you're thinking about right now.
Well, what would you think about
it? I know. I think you're being very brave.
Here's something good.
What's that?
You know Tina?
Yeah, Tina, the lady from the internet.
Our new showbiz reporter.
Our new showbiz reporter is up at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah, if you'd like to see Tina, our new showbiz reporter, she's got a wonderful tribute to Britney Spears. And without further ado, let us get right to it.
Click on it and spank it.
donandmikewebsite.com to see Tina. And there's another thing where Tina sings, I think, a Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
She's very, very talented. Are you ready to play?
Yes, let's do.
All right, we're going to play Meal or No Meal right now.
Play the game.
Let's welcome our very first contestant on the Don and Mike Show. This is, what is your name, sir?
Mike.
Okay. It was written as my.
That's your name.
What is that in the background, Mike?
I'm just driving home.
Do you have your radio turned up?
No, I do not.
It's a very, very tough cell phone. Can you hold on a second?
I got you.
All right. Are you sure? I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Hang up on him.
That's just not going to work. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, are you ready to play Meal or No Meal?
I am ready.
You're familiar with the rules, of course?
Yes, I am.
You understand that that in the event that you get three in a row, you will win. What are they going to win?
They're going to be declared a winner.
Oh, you're going to be declared the winner of the game.
No, just a winner.
A winner.
Not the winner.
That takes three in a row, though, Kevin. That's quite a challenge. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Do we have any suspense music for when we play this?
We can have
suspense music. I'm working Rob to death today. I truly am.
He's running. You've got him running back and forth.
All right, Kevin. Your choices are going to be Mike, Buzz, Joe, or Rob. And tell us who ate it. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, our very first item. Here we go.
This is serious.
A turkey sandwich on light Italian bread with light mayonnaise.
Have to say that is Mike.
That is correct.
Bingo.
How about that?
That's one down. Congratulations. If you get
If
you get three in a row, Kevin, you will be declared a winner.
Yes.
We're not sure what that means. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here's your second item.
Who ate it?
A cheeseburger Big Bite. A cheeseburger Big Bite from 7-Eleven.
Ooh, I'd have to go with Joe.
Oh, I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect. Kevin, thanks so much for playing the game.
Good guess, though.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yes, he was crushed with disappointment there.
Well, sure.
Now, as part of the rules of
who ate it?
Is that who ate it?
Meal or no meal?
You will not reveal who that cheeseburger Big Bite is. You want to talk about my balls?
Next contestant.
Our next contestant is Brian.
Good thing you don't smoke weed.
No, we do not reveal the answers.
That's what I'm trying
that would
to
cause,
say.
That would cause great confusion. We're not going to do that. Brian, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, Baltimore.
Baltimore? All right, you ready to play Who Ate It?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here is your next item. I'm going to shuffle the deck here. All right.
Effective.
And it can be drank, too. So a 16-ounce Sobe energy drink.
I'm going to have to go with Rob.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
I'm sorry.
You had a chance to get three in a row, but that did not work. Let's go right to our next contestant, another Mike. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Another Baltimore contestant. Are you ready to play Meal or No Meal? Who ate it?
Sure thing.
All right, here we go. Hold on just a second. I'm going through them here.
Go into the big drum of Who Ate It contestants and pick one randomly.
Okay, hold on a second.
Spin the drum.
All right, here's a very unusual one. This is a good one. I like this.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Mike. A quarter cup of chocolate chips. A quarter cup of chocolate chips.
I'm going to go with Rob.
Oh,
I am sorry. Very, very
that
sorry.
Is incorrect.
And perhaps at the end, we will actually reveal who ate what.
That's how you play the game.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's how you do it.
How's your mouth now?
my mouth is better.
Is it coming along?
Yes.
Just take your mind away from your balls.
I can't.
Very good.
Mike, I'll do it if you'll do it.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Woody.
Hey.
Woody, how are you?
And now I'm thinking
about
them again.
I'm well, gentlemen.
All right, let me shuffle the deck here. All right, I'm going to shuffle them up. All right, Woody, get three in a row, and you will be a winner.
Aren't you going to ask me where I'm calling from?
No, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
Are you calling from Sacramento, Woody?
No, I would never do that.
Where are you calling?
I would never even go there, I promise.
Where are you calling from?
I would say Baltimore, but everybody else is saying Baltimore, so I'll say Charm City.
Charm City, so this is three in a row from Baltimore.
Amazing.
Hey, how about that, Cal?
I really would wish the Mayflower Vans would show up in my city again. I really do.
You talking about the Ravens?
Yeah, because, you know, they preempt your show, and I got to listen to Willis McGahee babble about, I don't know.
I know.
Fighting. I don't know.
It totally sucks, Woody, but, you know, now you have to enjoy the moment. You have to live in the now
That's
and
right.
enjoy meal or no
now.
Meal.
All right. Okay, let's do it.
Woody, three in a row, and you'll be a winner.
Christ, first time in my life.
All right, here's a nice, easy one for you.
What a sad guy.
He's up in Baltimore and his team's losing. He's very depressed. You know how those Ravens are doing, right,
sure,
Buzz?
Not well.
What is their record right now?
Oh, it's bad. It's very, very bad.
Here's your next item, Woody.
Buzz McGahee.
FireCoachBilly.com.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, here we go, Woody. A Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yeah.
A Tootsie Roll Pop.
That's Joe.
Joe is incorrect. I am terribly sorry.
Oh, I would have guessed Joe.
A lot of people going for Joe Artinger. That is not the correct answer. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm a loser. Have a great day.
All right, you're a loser. Thank you, Woody.
You're a winner in our book.
That's what Woody wanted to hear, that was he was a loser. Tony.
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Tony, because Woody wanted me to ask everybody, I'll ask you, where are you calling from?
Ravens country.
No.
Wow. Kidding.
That's amazing. Yeah. Boy, Baltimore. We have four contestants in a row from Baltimore?
I believe so. It's our new record.
You know what? I think that's a good sign up there.
I think so.
All right. Are you ready, Tony?
I'm ready.
Mike, Rob, Joe, or Buzz, and all you have to do is guess who ate it. Here's the next item. One bowl of Frankenberries and milk. Whole milk.
Whole milk. Well, it's definitely not Mike with the whole milk. I'll say Rob.
Rob is correct.
That is correct.
Very good. We haven't had a correct answer in a while. You ready to go for two?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Tony. Let me shuffle these up a little bit.
Who ate it?
Who ate it? I like that better than meal or no meal.
Not me.
Well, meal or no meal doesn't make any sense when you really think about it.
Well, we can still call the game meal or no meal, and each time we propose the question, we can say who ate it.
I don't like that.
Everybody's
pleased. Why don't we just call it who ate it?
Well, we could do that,
Sounds too British to me.
Well, that's the British version of it.
I understand.
I'm sorry, Tony. I digress. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm having a blast.
All right, here we go, Tony, for two in a row. And incidentally, with three in a row, you're a winner.
That's right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A Whopper Jr.
A Whopper Jr. I would say that'd be Buzz.
No. Oh. I am terribly sorry. That is
How
incorrect.
Unfortunate.
Foolish contestant.
And as we go down the line of contestants here today, you know, it's looking more and more like if we get to the end and we get three in a row, the person will be a big winner.
That's very true.
Not just a winner, a big winner. Let's welcome Tiffany.
Hello?
Tiffany, how are things in Baltimore?
Hey, that's fine.
Tiffany, are you really a Tiffany?
Yes, sir.
Tiffany, how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
I'm not buying it.
We're not buying it, Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Tiffany. The judges have rejected your application. We are going to go immediately to Jolene. Jolene, are you there?
I am here. Yes, hi.
Now, you sound like a girl. You ready to play the game, Jolene?
I am a girl from Spokane, Washington.
You remember
Fantastic.
That song, Jolene? Oh.
Jolene, yes, a wonderful song.
Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah, delightful song.
Beautiful.
I have it in my collection.
I know you do.
What?
All right, Jolene, three in a row and you're a big winner. You ready to play the game?
You bet.
All right, let me shuffle them up. Here we go.
Come on, winner.
Here's an interesting one. Jolene, a scant cup of mixed dry roasted nuts. Yes, I thought it was funny too.
What kind of cup?
A scant cup of mixed dry roasted nuts.
Mike.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. That's I really
horrible.
Wish you.
Sorry,
I really Jolene. Wanted you to be the big winner,
I
Jolene.
Did too.
Didn't work out that way. Mike, you're next. Where are you calling from?
Rochester.
From Rochester, New York. Are you ready to play the game?
Absolutely.
All right, we're looking to get three in a row here. We're having a tough time with it. Let's see what happens.
You could be the big winner.
Surprisingly difficult.
All right.
Can't
wait. Who ate it?
All right, now this says here two, I think this means two, not one. Two one-third pound Costco pre-cooked chicken mozzarella sun-dried tomato burgers, each with a slice of American cheese and Texas Pete hot sauce on crushed wheat bread?
Gee, that's easy.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Buzz.
No.
Not so easy.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Try to think about that a little bit more next time you play the game, Who Ate It? Let's go to Howard. Howard, where are you from?
Never seen Buzz eat two of anything.
Howard, where are you from?
Well, there was that one time.
Hello, Howard. Are you there? Did I kill the phones here? Let's see what happens.
There.
Let's go to Josh. Josh?
Yes.
Hi, Josh. Where are you calling from?
Gainesville, Virginia.
Josh from Gainesville. Three in a row. You'll be a big winner. Let's go. Here we go. One.
I'm pumped.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
One Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Is Johnny Ringo my Huckleberry?
I am terribly sorry.
Wow.
It is not Johnny Ringo.
So sorry.
See, this is more difficult than people anticipated.
When you designed this game, you didn't think it would be this hard.
No, I thought
it
would be much easier. But, you know, everybody's got to really think. Think about lifestyles. Think about everything that we talk about on the show.
Think about appetite.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, where are you from?
Toothless Fairfax.
Toothless Fairfax, Virginia. Here you go. Three in a row, and you're the big winner. And actually, we're going to get down to the well. If I get two in a row, I might crown that person the winner.
But not the big winner.
Not the big winner. You can't be a big winner with two in a row.
I agree.
It's impossible.
Who ate it?
Here we go, Steve. A two-egg omelet with mozzarella cheese and two hot dogs.
I'm going to say that was Don.
Don is not involved in the game because he's coming back tomorrow.
Can he take a second guess or not?
I am terribly sorry. Should we give him a pass on that one?
What do you think?
I think not. I'm sorry.
Not.
We have to be tough on this game. Hello, yeah. Jerry.
Learn to listen.
Gentlemen.
Jerry, I don't care where you're from. We have to get moving with the game. Are you ready?
Outstanding. Let's go.
Who ate it is the game. Get three in a row, you'll be a big winner. Get two in a row, you'll be a winner.
Woohoo, that's me.
All right. Ham and turkey on white with provolone cheese, chips, and two 12-ounce Sprites.
Ooh, that would have to be Buzz.
No! I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Here's the gag. The secret is I've not eaten anything in the last 24 hours. No, I'm kidding.
Buzz, you're right in here.
My stuff is in there.
Let's get right to Deborah. Deborah, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right.
Rapidly running out of time on meal or no meal, or otherwise the British version. Who ate that?
Good luck.
Are you ready, Deborah?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. A 16-ounce protein shake with whey powder and skim milk and a banana.
Whey?
Rob.
No. Well, are you, what?
Are you high?
Yeah, well, now, just a sec. Deborah. Deborah.
I heard him say the other day that he drinks protein shakes.
What? No. Rob has never consumed anything healthful in his entire life.
Energy drinks. She got
energy
confused.
Energy drinks. Yeah,
Rob, do you drink energy drinks?
Doesn't it look like I don't?
He doesn't drink energy. No. Wrong. Let's go to Tom. Tom, where are you calling from?
Lodi, California.
All right. From Lodi, Tom. Here we go. A turkey and Swiss sandwich with mustard on a 6-inch whole wheat roll.
Buzz.
Buzz is correct.
Finally.
Wow. Now listen, I got news for you. Tom, if you get two in a row, you will be the big winner.
Wow, you've changed the rules.
I've changed the rules. It's my prerogative to do that. I can do that. Tom, we're going to go for two in a row. Are you ready?
Outstanding, Mike.
Good luck on doubling your winningness.
And thanks for playing meal or no meal. Here we go. Another, and this is a second person.
Okay.
A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That sounds like Mike.
Tom, are you ready? Get the meat tray out, Rob.
I got it.
That's right, Tom. Congratulations. You are correct. I did have a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup last night. I should tell everyone that they were within my points. That is a 2-point candy.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
And I stayed within my points, and that means that Tom, you are the big, big winner. Tom?
Fantastic.
He's speechless.
Oh, Tom, come on now. Nobody wants. Can't we get a little more enthusiasm?
Well, I'm driving in Bay Area traffic, Mike. It's pretty hard to get excited.
That's okay, Tom. No problem at all. Johnny, tell him what he's won.
I'm not giving him anything.
Yeah, Tom, you don't win anything. You're just the big winner.
Outstanding.
Thanks so much, and thanks for playing Meal or No Meal.
Good job.
But you know what, ass?
What?
If you had given us just a little more, we would have given you $100.
Mm-hmm.
But
keep it, Rob. You need more than I do.
All right. Well, that's no problem at all. We'll put you on hold, Tom, and we'll play one bonus round of meal or no meal. If anyone gets this one in a row,
right?
They will win. One in a row.
One in a row.
One in a row.
One consecutive.
How much are we going to give him?
We'll give him $100.
$100 because Tom was such a stain.
Sure we will.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, did you hear that offer?
Yes, I did, sir.
If you get one right, you will win $100.
Oh, let's go.
And really, I think that this individual hasn't had one correct food pick yet. Has anybody picked? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Here we go. Two chicken thighs, shake and bake style, homemade healthy mix. One helping of mashed potatoes with fake butter, one helping of mixed vegetables, and 12 ounces of skim milk for $100.
Joe?
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh.
And the money goes back into the hopper.
Pixie.
And we're going to go to Ryan right now, and we'll see if Ryan can win the $100.
We don't have to give away any money.
I like to give away money.
I know.
People like it.
All right? Here we go. Are you on the air, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right. 20-ounce Fanta grape soda for $100. Now, hold on a second. What did you say?
Rob A
is the correct answer.
The correct
congratulations,
answer.
Ryan. $100 for you.
I would have guessed Joe.
All right. Let me give everybody's thanks a lot. Hold on. We'll get that $100 to you.
First thing, before you list them all, you said two different people each ate one Reese's peanut butter cup. You said you had one of them. Could you reveal the other peanut butter cup eater?
All right. I ate one, and I think, Rob, were you on that list also?
There you go.
Yeah.
You guys split a package.
All right. We'll start with me.
No, we did not.
All right. This was on my list in 24 hours.
Here
all right.
We go.
One Weight Watchers caramel snack cake. A grilled cheese with ham, light sour cream and cheddar chips, a Tootsie Roll Pop, one fried egg with two egg whites and one yolk.
Mm-hmm.
Try that in your kitchen sometime.
That's tricky.
A turkey sandwich on light Italian bread with light mayo and a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's mm-hmm. during the 24-hour period.
Excellent.
Wow. And now we go to Buzz. Mm-hmm. Buzz had the most eclectic and also the most healthy diet, I think. The two chicken thighs with a – is that your homemade shake and bake?
Yes, that's right.
You also had one helping of mashed potatoes with fake butter, one helping of mixed vegetables, 12 ounces of skim milk.
That was dinner.
Six whole wheat crackers. 1/4 cup of chocolate chips. That's the one that was the most interesting.
My evening snack. Chocolate's actually good for you. Flavonoids.
All right. 16-ounce protein shake with whey powder. That was Buzz.
Right.
For lunch, Buzz had 3/4 skillet casserole with ground lamb.
Oh, man.
Pasta shells, onions, mushrooms, and garlic.
Tasty.
That does sound good.
It does.
And a turkey and Swiss sandwich for lunch with you had a big lunch.
I did. Well, I split it up into parts, but yes.
All right. Turkey and Swiss sandwich with mustard on a 6-inch whole wheat roll.
Uh-huh.
And for your afternoon snack, that was the scant cup of mixed dry roasted nuts.
Make them myself.
And he's very specific here. He says mostly almonds with peanuts, pecans, and wasabi peas.
Mm. I love chicken thighs.
And through it all, Buzz says he drinks a bottomless Diet Pepsi.
That's good.
And now let's get Joe's on. Joe's was the briefest because he put as little time in as humanly possible. He had a Whopper Jr. with fries last night at 8 p.m. with a 16-ounce Sprite. At 10 a.m. today, he had a 2-egg omelet with mozzarella, and that was the 2 hot dogs.
Yes, Joe?
That's all I ate.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. Anything else?
No, but you made it sound like I was slacking, like I couldn't remember what I ate.
I'm not trying to put you down, Joe. It was just you had the briefest menu.
Right.
Very good.
Because he ate the least.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure doing business with you. Joe ate for today.
I had a Sprite.
Ham and turkey on white with provolone cheese, some chips, and 12-ounce Sprite. And now...
We don't need to go through this.
This would be Rob.
Let's go to break.
We will, Rob, as soon as I'm done.
Okay.
All right, after the show, for the ride home, Rob was the one, and he was the big winner with that guy.
Yeah.
A 20-ounce Fanta grape soda. Good and good for you.
I've got this thing for grape soda now. I don't do caffeine because of my colon.
At 8 p.m. last night, 3 bottles of Beck's beer. And, Rob, I give you extra credit for throwing the booze in.
Thank you.
That was nice. At 10 p.m., that's very late.
That's dinner time.
That is.
What time do you eat?
In Germany.
I eat when I get home, at about 7:30, 7:15.
You see, I think that's a mistake.
At 10 p.m.
You're all keyed up from the show. Don't you want to relax?
Rob had 2 third-pound Costco pre-cooked chicken mozzarella sun-dried tomato burgers. Does that mean they're made with tomatoes?
Yeah, they've got the sun-dried tomatoes. These things are great.
Healthy.
Each with a slice of American cheese.
Not healthy.
And Jesus Texas fine. Pete hot sauce.
I put it on everything.
On crushed wheat bread.
That's all I had.
And that would be your 4th Bex. One more Bex beer after that.
Well, you can't eat. What if it's dry?
At 10:30 p.m., you had 1 Reese's peanut butter cup.
A little dessert.
And this is, Rob, where people might have some concern, okay?
Uh-huh.
After that, Rob enjoyed 1 sleeve of Oreo cookies. Would that be 20?
About 20. I don't know. You go to the Price Club, you get a box.
And 16 ounces of 2% milk.
They have the, they're like in sleeves. I guess.
How soon after you ate the sleeve of Oreo cookies did your head hit the pillow?
Well, I told you already that I fell asleep when I was fast-forwarding through the commercials in-house.
Very good.
My wife turned to me and she said, why are you still advancing?
But it doesn't matter as long as you eat a healthy breakfast. And
well,
at 8 a.m.
that's the biggest meal, best meal of the day.
Rob had one bowl of Frankenberries and milk.
Right.
And he chased it with one strawberry Pop-Tart.
Well, the kids opened the Pop-Tarts.
What are you going to do?
I love you, man.
It was on the counter.
I do love you today. I really do. I want to thank you, Rob.
So there it was, and you had to eat it.
You're a very good man. At 1:30, Rob had a cheeseburger big bite.
My standard lunch.
From 7-Eleven and the aforementioned 20-ounce Fanta grape soda.
Fanta, thank heaven.
Thanks to everybody that participated in Meal or No Meal or who ate it. And we're going to do something when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
We got Buzz coming up in just a second here, but Rob, before we get on with that, I did want to... have a brief word from your nutritionist.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Let's hear it from him.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters.
Right.
I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
Sure.
With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Sure.
On a sleeve of Oreos.
It was the breakfast. It was the breakfast of the Frankenberry and the Pop-Tart. Joe Ardinger had a very nice comment out in the smoker's corner.
An observation.
Joe, what was your observation about Rob's diet?
Rob, you eat like a kid who's been in the hospital. What would you like to eat, dear? I'll have a cheeseburger, a big bite, and a grape soda.
Grape soda.
That's good. And your friends will be able to sign your cast in a little while.
It's gotten me this far.
Oh, my God. Rob, we love you. You know that.
Applejacks.
The Applejacks.
Applejacks don't hold a candle to Frankenberry.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
I will say this. You know, I make a lot of fun of my wife.
Right.
But every Halloween when those monster cereals come out, she'll buy me 10 boxes of Frankenberries. God bless her.
You know, you are you, buddy. You are. And I love you for it. I truly do.
It's got strawberries and marshmallows. It's wonderful.
And if you're going to have your Frankenberries and milk, you do want to chase that with only one strawberry Pop-Tart or
that's,
two.
That's what was left.
Oh. It would have been two otherwise.
Well, no, if there hadn't been one out, I wouldn't have eaten it.
Because you've been so disciplined. After your neck surgery, you can have anything you want.
How do you feel after the 20-ounce Fanta grape sodas? How does that, does energy surge through your body?
It really doesn't affect me because it has no caffeine.
No caffeine.
You see, I've been off caffeine since caffeine's one of my triggers.
Right.
For, you know, the bowel.
That's
very
good.
Very proud.
All right. That's good. Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know. You're not supposed to have caffeine.
He's on the right track,
Buzz. Well,
let's
hurry up and do the news so Buzz can go home and measure out his chip.
Get right to it, Buzzy.
I have 14 chocolate chips. Flavonoids. They're good for you.
First, your late-breaking developments. Delta and United are reportedly talking about a merger that would create the world's biggest airline. Delta denies this. We'll see.
Boy, I thought you were going to say United was going to go on strike.
Oh, no. Not today.
All right.
Over a dozen people have been arrested in Atlantic City in connection with an illegal gambling ring operating on the poker floor at the Borgata.
Ooh.
Officials say this means they have failed at keeping out organized crime. Gamblers were bilked out of $20 million.
Now, when you say... organized poker ring. You're talking about maybe guys that go in and play a cash game and kind of bilk customers?
I don't know how it works. I'm not even good at clean poker, so I certainly wouldn't know how to cheat at
it. Hey, forget about it.
Cha-ching!
My guess is it has a lot to do with, don't you have to pay a percentage to the house?
Yeah, you do. I don't play a lot of poker in casinos, and that's the reason it scares me when you go in there. You never know who's going to be at the table with you.
Apparently, these guys got control of some of the casino employees to make this happen.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
More to come on that one.
No doubt. Right. More tomorrow if we can find it. Kanye West.
Robert DeMille, man.
He had nothing to do with it, Rob.
He loves to play cards.
You'd love to blame him.
Kanye West has pulled out of the upcoming Victoria's Secret show following the sudden death of his mother.
Well, he wouldn't have looked good in the lingerie anyway.
We'll know after.
I'm here all week. I'm sorry. That was so cruel. No, just having a little fun, folks.
We'll know after the end of the show this evening if O.J. Simpson will stand trial for armed robbery. The judge's decision is due at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Hold on. Let me get out my magic 8 ball. My sources say yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think really? He's going to get indicted.
I'm with the 8 ball on this mm-hmm. one.
Not me.
A-Rod may be returning to the Yankees after all.
Says
he wants to and the talks are underway. He also realizes the Yankees do not want to deal with his agent.
Go ahead. I think he belongs in a Yankee uniform.
Now our
How do you feel about it really, Mike?
I think he ought to stay with the Yankees forever. The way all Red Sox fans feel, Rob.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Our top story. Good work, fellow Americans. Together, we set a record last year in sexually transmitted diseases. There's the meat tray.
I would like to say I'm not taking credit for this, but we have indeed taken a lot of calls from the great Charm City today.
Yes, we have.
And I want to say hello, Baltimore, and you're doing your bit.
You've inspired a nation.
Amen.
More than 1 million cases of chlamydia were reported last year, the most ever reported for any STD. But gonorrhea cases are also up by 5%, including a new superbug strain that's resistant to antibiotics.
You know what makes it go away?
What's that?
All you have to do is chug a 20-ounce grape soda. Hey, it'll clear up everything.
Look at me, a picture of health.
All right.
Or apply it topically.
Yes.
Syphilis cases, although rare, are also up for the first time in 15 years. Syph is up by 14%.
I told you it was coming on strong.
Damn right.
And although this trend is true for all races, black women are getting STDs at a rate double that of Hispanics and 7 times that of Caucasians.
That's all of them or just syphilis?
That's all STDs.
Oh, dear.
Damn.
Yeah, she's upset.
Florida.
Rightly so.
Listen to how upset this woman is.
Rightly so.
Wonder if it's chlamydia or syphilis. It'll be fine, Florida.
I wonder where she got it.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Behavior.
Who played that?
These new numbers from the Centers for Disease Control do not include figures on herpes, papilloma, or HIV.
Buenos dias.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hi, Clay.
The governor of Georgia and hundreds of other believers showed up at the state capitol building yesterday to pray for rain. Similar doings in Tennessee. A local Methodist minister says he and his congregation pray for rain every Sunday through this drought. What could it hurt? What could possibly go wrong?
I made it rain when I went to Good Guys the other night.
That's a different kind of rain.
All right.
As for this kind of rain, the kind they need so badly in the South, after all these prayers, it did not rain. It has not rained. The drought continues, and there is no rain in the forecast.
And I understand, according to Tom Curran, we're getting some much-needed rain here in the Washington, D.C. area. Is that right, Buzz?
Up here, but not down south where they're praying for it.
Oh, certainly that's not enough to solve what we need, but some much-needed rain.
Nice rain for everybody.
We have some tape of the governor.
Oh, the governor. Let's hear him.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's mm-hmm. kick it Jesus style. Right.
Yeah, rain.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel.
Sure.
Right?
The ultimate CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest celebrity of them all.
Right.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am. How about you? Johnny?
I have questions. I have skepticisms. I have doubts.
Do you have a drought at your house?
I have concerns.
If you were a believer, it would rain.
It didn't work for the people in Georgia or Tennessee.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo right over here.
And Ed Buckner is the treasurer of the Atlanta Free Thought Society. Quoting him, this is a ridiculous, illogical exercise, even for people who are deeply religious.
Blasphemer!
Eddie Buck.
He goes on to ask, does the God the governor believes in have to be informed about the drought? Doesn't he know? Or have the important people not appealed to him yet?
Buzz, I happen to know where you live, and I think there's a mandatory water restriction where you live, too, right?
I believe there was, although the last rain washed some of the signs away.
Yeah, but it's still mandatory, and it's mandatory in my town, and the reason is you're not praying on it.
It didn't work for the people in Georgia or Tennessee.
You wait. You wait. There's going to be a flood there this weekend.
God hates the news department.
Look at the radar. All right. See what you think.
Why not?
Some people, though, think it was an angel or a ghost that hovered around a gas station in suburban Cleveland, Ohio, Sunday. Whatever it was gave people, including me, the chills.
Mm-hmm.
This is my story of the day. I've seen the pictures. They are astounding.
I have, too.
Whoa, hold on. I missed this.
Listen to this. Here it comes.
I was writing down menus of what people ate.
At the Marathon station at Pleasant Valley and State Road in Parma, Ohio, Sunday evening, a dense, powder blue cloud about the size of a steamer trunk appeared around the pumps.
At the Marathon station?
Marathon station.
What is that, where people run?
No, it's a gas station. People know what I'm talking
Brand
about.
Brand name Marathon?
Yeah, a big red M on
gotcha.
The sign.
Okay.
Pump gas for a long time.
Okay.
It stayed, this cloud, for quite a while. Security video shows the cloud flipping over and then sitting in one location. It quickly darts out of the frame for a moment and then returns to rest on a car window. The owner says he's glad the cloud is gone and hopes it doesn't come back, even if people are now flocking to his station just in case it does.
Who's the owner, Grandpa Ganja?
That's right.
I mean, are they thinking this is legit?
I've seen the video.
It is eerie. It is spooky. It's a dense powder blue cloud, like I said, about the size of a steamer trunk, that behaves as if it knows what it's doing.
If that was a purple cloud, that would be coming out of Rob after the 20-ounce grape soda.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who farts. Jesus, I come in fourth on that contest.
So you saw this and it scared you?
I've seen the video. It's pretty chilling.
We will have the link on our website if you go to the Daily Log.
All right.
After the show.
Good for you.
But I really encourage you to take a peek at it because it's freaky.
It's powder blue?
People who saw it, yeah, very dense.
That's a nice powder blue cloud.
Like the Chargers.
Does it have a face or hair or teeth?
No, it's just a cloud. And people who've seen it swear that it's either an angel. Some people are convinced that it's an angel. Some people are convinced that it's a ghost. Everybody who's seen it is kind of shaken by it.
How about this guy over here? You know, he gets a little shaken up by this, but he doesn't believe in the man upstairs.
Is it an angel, Buzz?
I don't think so. I'll pray on it.
Pray on it, Buzz.
Pray on it hard with Mark Brunell.
And when we come back, we'll talk about other mysterious sightings involving UFOs and monkeys.
All right, I'm going to have a quarter cup of chocolate chips during the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show. Buzz. All about the buzz. Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
And we're back. And Buzz, we were talking about God and the Lord and the protests and the rain dancing. And
Amen.
The angel floating down from heaven. And I think it's very important that you listen to the words of this man, that we all revere on the show, before you go on with your news.
Keep an open mind.
You said in your book, if a person wants to raise their child in a certain religion, and they say, no, I want to be a Wiccan mom.
Right.
Do they have a right to say, I don't want to
be? No, you lock them in the basement right away. No Wiccans in the house if you don't want to. You can't force a child to believe anything, but you can say, family's going to church and you're coming. You can do that because you are the responsible person.
But aren't you bullying your child into
being religious? Oh, no, heavens, no, don't bully your child.
Well, I mean, why would you bully somebody into going to church if they don't want to go?
Because the kid doesn't have the right to set the agenda in the house, Joy.
Why?
If we're all going to church and after breakfast, you're coming. I'm not leaving you home.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
There you go.
There, huh?
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And right after that, Joy Behar showed him her penis.
That's true. And then you know what else came out of her pants?
What's that?
A powder blue cloud.
Yeah, and it floated down.
It did.
And then she drank a grape soda.
Buzz, who's looking out for you?
20 ounces of grape soda. I do want to mention Don will be back on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Once again, we send our prayers out to him and his family. Very tough couple of days for him. Looking forward to having him back on the show tomorrow. Also, go to donandmikewebsite.com. That will link you to firejoegibbsnow.com.
Precisely.
Running 50-50 and over 9,000 hits on that website already.
Vote now, and pretty soon we'll get a winner.
And it's Dallas Week. So all this is happening during Dallas Week.
It's a fever pitch.
I know you get excited about Dallas Week, right, Buzz?
I do.
All right, what's up in the news?
I like this Dallas Sucks t-shirt.
He loves that.
I hear the Skins are underdogs, though.
Very good.
This is what I hear.
Very clever, boys.
Wild folks are laughing at Dennis Kucinich and Shirley MacLaine for believing in UFOs. Some pilots, there they are, the people laughing at them. Some pilots and other officials are calling for a new investigation.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
It was a little funny. Two dozen former pilots and government officials from around the world called on the U.S. government this week to reopen its UFO investigation of a generation ago.
Good.
Because even after the government report debunked them, people kept seeing glowing disks and other objects, sometimes flying in formation.
I'm a believer.
I've just recently seen the pictures that were taken last November at Chicago's O'Hare Airport of the disk-shaped object that appeared there.
You are just full of sightings today.
I am.
I believe in all of them.
Do you?
I do.
You believe in the powder blue cloud?
How arrogant could we be
exactly
to think that there is not something out there far beyond the stars that is smarter than we are.
No, then I'm arrogant.
Or something the government's cooked up we don't know about.
If you doubt it, I give you Joe Ardinger. Thank you.
Something what? Smarter than Joe?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Ronald Reagan said he'd seen them. Jimmy Carter did, too.
When did Ronald Reagan say that?
I don't have the exact
close
date
to the end.
In front
very,
of me.
Very important to get the timeline
no, that was
on that.
Before the trees.
Okay.
And there have also been radar reports. But the Air Force says nothing has happened since 1969 to warrant reopening the investigation into UFOs.
Reagan saw an alien every time he looked at Nancy.
Well, Nancy, look at that. Big head, small body, long fingers.
And then there are the mysterious sightings in Florida. At night, in Baker County, they hear screeching. And there have been numerous sightings. One family saw him.
There it is now. Yeah. I think I heard another one, too.
One family saw.
Was it that one?
I'm not sure.
Was it this one?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that?
That's it.
I think that's a screech. One family saw an orange ape in a treetop. The best guess is it's an orangutan, but no one in town has an orangutan license.
Now, what are you doing, Jay? You're trying to get everybody all riled up. Anybody listening to your newscast would think that they're all over the place.
Well, this is about monkeys. Everybody likes monkey stories.
All right.
Trained experts from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission tried to trap the creature using one of the best tools known to science, a box of jelly donuts.
I thought it'd be a shotgun.
Where are these donuts?
I tried to get them to use Frankenberry, but they went with the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We should worry more, though, perhaps, about the drunken elephants.
That's what they give you when you get out of the hospital. Frankenberry and a Pop-Tart.
I quote for you now an Associated Press correction that reads, "The Associated Press incorrectly reported that Paris Hilton was praised by conservationists for highlighting the problem of binge-drinking elephants in northeastern India."
Wow.
A publicist for Hilton says she never made any comments about helping drunken elephants in India, end quote.
You want to find a couple of binge-drinking elephants? Look no further than this studio.
I'm on my second beer. Hey, stop it now.
Got two of them looking at each other all day today.
I hope that clears everything up.
Thank you.
And we know of one celebrity who's got to be relieved to hear about the new study that says pregnant women can binge drink without hurting the baby.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is good news.
Binge drinking is defined as 5 drinks or more in one session.
Yeah, that's what it's defined as in your circles.
I define it as Tuesday.
Yes, amen.
The international study out of Oxford argues there's not enough evidence linking alcohol to fetal problems. The people who sell alcohol in this country are required by law to tell you there is a link.
You know, now, for some strange reason, I wish that I could get pregnant.
Really? Never mind.
You can binge drink without that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, the new study studied thousands of other studies that linked heavy, steady drinking with birth defects and retardation. But this new study says the old studies didn't take into account the mother-to-be who just ties one on every now and then.
Do we have Tina handy? Do we have Tina?
Yeah, of course.
Just very briefly, Buzz, I want to enlighten people as to our new feature reporter.
What they still don't know is how much is safe, what could possibly go wrong.
I mean, you're talking about binge drinking while pregnant. I just want to play a little of this right now. If you didn't listen earlier in the show, this is our brand new feature reporter, Tina.
Tina.
And it's queuing.
And the show that I will be doing is called Fun After Summer.
Fun After Summer.
And the show will basically be about me.
Uh-huh. Did she drink or did her mother drink?
I'm not quite sure, Rob.
Or both.
Right.
Basically be about me going to school, having fun while I am going to school.
And then she yells about Britney Spears, that's neither.
What I thought of the VMAs was really disappointing.
Yes, it was.
They're disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why?
Especially to be in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Nobody goes in Vegas.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
She speaks for us all.
People like to party?
She believes in UFOs.
Drink up, mothers.
It's been 16 years since the first sexy sportscaster graced the pages of Playboy magazine. That was Jane Kennedy. Wow.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah.
She was.
Where'd she go?
It's been 7 years since Playboy magazine sponsored its last sexiest sportscaster poll. The winner was ESPN's Jill Arrington. Also wow.
Yeah, wow.
So now, Playboy's having another one. It's second sexiest sportscaster poll.
Uh-huh.
Your nominees are ESPN's Aaron Andrews and Colleen Dominguez.
George Michael.
He's not on there.
Are you kidding me?
NBC's.
Jip.
This is serious. I wouldn't kid you about sexiest sportscaster.
George Michael.
NBC's Alex Flanagan and Shayna Hyatt.
Mm-hmm. George Michael.
Right.
ESPN's Jamie Little.
Yeah.
George Michael.
Nesson's Hazel May.
Right.
George Michael.
Rachel Nichols and Lisa Salters from ESPN.
George Michael.
Seriously, where's Lindsay Zarniak?
Yeah.
Not listed here.
Ah, bummer.
Where's Dave Feldman?
I guess they have to be national, right?
Yes.
All right.
Fox, Lindsay Soto. Mm-hmm. ESPN's Sage Steele.
Ooh.
Jean Zelasco on Fox.
Jeannie Zelasco?
She's on there, yeah.
Oh, no way.
My God, Sage Steele doesn't sound like a porn name.
Sage Steele.
And my choice, the Speed Network's Krista Voda.
Is that the one in the orange?
I don't know what she was. No, that was a different picture.
Okay. Have you seen her?
I have.
Really?
Oh, charming.
They got pictures of all these ladies?
She couldn't be lovelier.
Oh, I'll be watching that tonight.
Speed Network, Krista Voda. Ask for her by name.
Very good.
Now, the big question is, when American TV dries up because of the writer's strike, will Americans turn to the internet for entertainment? Some say yes, some say no.
You know, the thing about this writer's strike, mm-hmm. and I was almost ready to, you know, say get Tom Shales on the line just to find out if anything is happening.
You
see pictures of the strikers. You see pictures of all this going on. You don't hear anything about, like, what's...
Because there's nothing been happening.
There's no movement at all, right?
Whatsoever. The writers are of the... Well, I'm hearing mixed reports from the writers. Some say that they believe that the pressure's on the studio and that maybe this won't last much longer. Other writers are saying this may go on for a very long time.
You know, it really does suck. I mean, you hear people that are talking about wanting to mediate this thing. And now when I go home and all I have is the Food Network to watch now, it sucks.
A couple of fun facts about the strike. Jay Leno and David Letterman, this is what the strike is costing them. Every night that their shows are not on, each of them, both Leno and Letterman, each lose $100,000 a night.
Cha-ching!
Every single night.
You know,
goes another $100,000.
I really thought it would be more than that. I really did. I thought the commercials.
Night?
Yeah,
per
night. I thought, well, with all the commercials, I figured they'd lose more money.
In a weird way, it must be.
It's not they. I'm talking about the individuals. David Letterman personally loses $100,000 a night.
You know what that is?
Jay Leno.
That's
loses.
The world's smallest violin because, I mean.
God, that must be nice.
$14, $15 million a year.
He makes $31 million a
year. Wow.
Jay Leno makes $27 million a year.
Well, that makes me want to see the strike continue then.
Yeah, please.
The other fun fact has to do with, I know, a very popular show, a Family Guy on Fox. Seth MacFarlane, who created that show, has been very supportive of the writers and has done a lot of bad-mouthing of producers and the Fox Network in particular. Well, guess what? Apparently, Fox owns the rights to that show, even though it's his creation. They're going to keep making the show without its creator, Seth MacFarlane, even though he does many of the voices on the show. How they're going to do this and what they will say in the making of the show, I have no idea.
So it'll be a little cartoon riot.
But he does, like, the three main voices.
I know. So how bad is it going to be?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're all digging in, and this thing's going to last a lot longer. I heard 3 months, that I heard it might get settled, and now I've heard indefinitely this thing is going to go on.
I heard 100 years.
100 years!
So will we turn to the internet for fun? Robert Bianco of USA Today says Americans will more likely turn to cable, where about half of us already live anyway.
Well, let me ask a question. We have an expert on our panel right here. Can we go to the back room right now? Yeah. Mr. Ardinger, Joe. Hi, Rob. Rob was thinking about his grape soda there. Hey, Joe. Joe Ardinger.
Joe went home.
Did Joe leave again?
He's not here.
Sorry, I was late.
That is the second time that Joe has left his post.
Joe not here.
Sorry, I was late.
I'm mad. The second day in a row, I'm very angry. Joe has fun on the internet every day.
He does.
That's all I wanted to say.
You know what he said to me?
What did he say?
Internet's my TV.
And he said, you eat just like somebody that get out of the hospital.
Yeah, well,
I'm so glad that 2 days in a row, Joe can just leave his post.
Should I leave the fader open so we can hear the noise?
No, you don't. Shut it down.
New study in Europe shows people there have already turned to the internet. Nearly 6 out of 10 Western Europeans spend more of their evenings online than at the television.
The Western Europeans with their six-shooters and their cowboy
hats. I'm a little obsessed right now, gentlemen. I'm just a little bit obsessed.
Well, we have to take a break.
I know, but I'm just obsessed as to where Joe is. Rob, would you open the door and just see if he's in the bathroom? You know, really, I got to keep a tight ship here.
It's not just the young people anymore. More women are online. More silver surfers, folks over the age of 55.
Not in the bathroom?
TV viewing is down. You know what you can find on the internet?
What's that?
TV shows.
Yeah, they're going to put them on the internet. Open that door out there, Rob, and just see if he's upstairs. Do one of your bellows.
No!
I just want to find out what he's
Where
doing.
Are you? What?
I think he's upstairs.
What's he doing? What are you doing?
He's brushing his teeth.
Brush your teeth on your own dime, please.
Why?
I had a very pertinent question for you.
What can I do
for it's
you?
Too late for that right now.
We must break.
We must break.
Yes, we must.
Thank you so much. And Joe can finish brushing his teeth.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Was that Jerry that I heard there, Rob, for a
Hi.
Second?
Hi.
Yeah, he's a super freak.
Oh, let him finish his thought.
Hi. It's me, Super Juice.
So much that we didn't get to on the show today. I know Holly Morris has been delivering quite nicely for us for the last couple of days.
She did a great job today at the paintball place.
Yeah.
She got shot, and she shot others.
Wonderful. Maybe we'll have a little of that tomorrow
on
the show.
That.
We welcome Donnie back tomorrow. One of us wish him the very, very best. And now it's time to wrap it up with Buzzy in the News.
I just hope Holly's okay.
I do, too. I pray for that woman.
XM satellite merger? You can't be serious. Stockholders in both satellite radio companies, Sirius and XM, gave in yesterday to the urge to merge. They voted overwhelmingly to approve the merger. This $5 billion deal still, of course, has to be approved by the feds first. Neither company has ever turned a profit, so they hope to cut overhead by eliminating duplicated jobs and equipment.
My money is on terrestrial radio.
That's right.
Always.
Always.
Both companies believe they will be better at competing with all your other choices if they work together in what may be our first monopoly in space.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I've got I got me the Sirius when I bought a car.
Sure.
It came with it, and then after it expired, it was just tough. I'm like a lot of people, you know, I didn't want to pony up the dough to just keep it going.
I have one of those providers.
You do?
I do.
You listen occasionally?
I enjoy the music program.
We like all of our radio brethren.
Of course.
We do indeed.
We told you earlier that Hitler's Globe had sold at auction yesterday.
Rob got it.
For $115,000.
Don't tell Carrie.
The 91-year-old seller, the soldier who originally found the Globe, will have to pay the auction house 15%, but he still walks away with far more than the original $15,000 to $20,000 estimate. There's more Hitler stuff, however, where that came from.
Oh, somebody's getting excited.
That is good news.
In Brisbane, Australia, Sunday morning, this coming weekend, an auction that includes a rare Nazi bravery award and an autographed copy of Mein Kampf.
They're very rare.
Yeah, you know all about it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course.
The auction house says the profits go to a veterans group. A spokesman says he has never yet encountered a buyer who's either a Nazi sympathizer or a neo-Nazi.
I'm wondering if you could trade me the autographed copy of Mein Kampf for 18 boxes of Frankenberry cereal.
Line them up outside of the borders, and I will sign them all.
Finally, sex news. Move over, lead toy scandal. In China, used condoms are being reused, recycled as hair bands.
Oh.
The bad news is it threatens to spread the very diseases the condoms were originally made to prevent.
There's something about Mary.
The good news is your hair has never had so much body and hold.
Ew. Oh.
In Columbus, Ohio, a firefighter has been arrested for exposing his hose in a public park. His defense? A woman has been legally sunbathing topless there for days, and he says she invited him to show her his.
Sure.
The fireman says the cops used the topless woman as a bait for a trap.
Put out my fire, big boy.
Where's your hose?
And a chain of adult stores in Norway is in trouble for selling edible panties.
Beauty, beauty.
Without listing the ingredients.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, the gross news. Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget to go to donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah.
Check out firejoegivesnow.com.
Yeah.
Over 9,000 hits. We thank you for that. That's it. Got to run. Thank
hits.
You, and good day to you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, Rob, what are you going to be drinking on the way home?
Tonight I'll be having a 20-ounce grape Fanta soda, but because my teeth are important to me, I'll brush them with Ultra Bright.
Yes, thanks for leaving that in front of my desk, Joe. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.